Hey, everybody, what's up?
What's happening? It's a show.
My throat stopped working.
With us on it.
Yep.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Sorry.
Is your mic too quiet?
I just need to be closer to it, apparently. I have poor mic technique.
It's all right, man. Your mic, like, if you talk on your mic like I do, just see how loud it is.
It's really loud.
Yeah, it's because you like to lean back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why we have these nicer microphones, so you don't have to be up on it.
See?
Because, like, remember our old mics? Like, you had to, like,
hold it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And, like, these, you know, you can lean back a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. I mean, I could turn it up louder, but...
Nope.
Problem with doing a show with me is that if it gets any louder, you start hearing me on the microphone because I'm so loud.
Well, they're both recording at the same time.
Well, right, but it sounds like this one sounds like more airy, so it sounds like I have an echo on it.
Sure.
Like, if I put it over, see how it sounds more echoey now?
It's not
you
echoey.
You get this in the background.
There's no
but you
echo
also get clean, crisp.
Because it's sound at the same time.
No, it takes time for my voice
sound
to travel from here to here, okay?
Uh-huh,
it
sure
takes time.
Yep.
There's a speed of sound,
yep,
man.
There is.
And birds come
and
flying
it's the same
at
which
the speed
one's
of
my
sound
headphone one.
It's that. Chris was this sitting one in here. She did mess with your headphone.
That might have been. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm deaf, so.
I mean, you barely turned it up, though.
That wasn't that much difference. But now I can actually hear things.
Your headphones are the same volume as mine.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like mine are always super loud.
I told you, I'm deaf.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, I'm deaf.
I've been turning up my drum mixer phone headphones.
You had to snap
one
it off
notch, like, every time
yeah
I go over there.
You're going to have to get one of these. I have an extra one if you want one of those.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Because you can actually, like, this thing's a dual amp,
mm-hmm,
because you can amp it up the main feed from the soundboard and then amp it up even more with that.
Give it.
Because... that's how that works. Like,
nice.
It's great.
Well, it's also good because, like, if I wanted to, like, my mother to actually
right
hear the songs
right
I'm drumming at, like, a point in time
right
at all in life. Which
well, I mean, that's why
happened
I got it, so we could have four, because I used to do, like, a three-way splitter. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you remember that, where we had, like, but everyone had to have their headphones at my volume,
mm-hmm,
and most people aren't deaf.
Everyone I've given extra headphones to when I'm drumming, they're always like, this is too loud.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, I need it loud
yeah
to hear what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but
they
could be live.
Yeah. I totally agree. So that's why I got that one, because when we had a professional studio, like, I wanted people to actually have their headphones at a volume that they thought was comfortable.
Right.
So that gives you four different volume controls.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You should give me one.
I definitely, it's just in there, man. I can give it to you one.
Give it!
I don't need eight holes anymore for
headphones.
Eight
holes. You
for
always
headphones
need eight holes.
Well, I mean, in my personal life, but not in my studio, I don't. Yeah. So, welcome, guys, to Saturday Colby Show, episode number 44.
44. We're getting old.
Well, we do two a week.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Do you think that, like, we'd really be on, like, episode, like, 25 or something if we hadn't doubled up?
Yeah,
like, isn't
crazy
that crazy?
Mm-hmm. That is nuts. I would not. Two shows just feels natural.
It does, doesn't it?
We've always done one a week.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. In fact, I'm like a little upset that, like, how long time passes between our Thursday or between our Sunday and Thursday show.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like so long. It's like it's only one extra day.
Literally one.
But it feels so much longer, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
Like example, okay? Like, we're going to do a show, two shows next week. We'll do Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a Thursday show. And then we don't do a show because it's Christmas. And then we do another Thursday show. And that week from Thursday to Thursday, I feel, is going to feel like eternity.
Yeah.
And that was our old schedule. And that's weird to think that feels weird now.
It does feel weird, man. I don't know how that happens.
I don't either. Because I remember we used to do them a week, and we're like, oh, it's going to be so hard to do a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Got to do one every week.
Yep.
Now we do.
No,
and now
twice.
We objectively do less with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we do two shows a week.
Yep.
When back then, an entire show was about our lives.
That was so stupid.
And we didn't. It was hard.
So dumb.
And we also, I formatted it like radio. We had to do 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we always struggled. And now we do 2 hours on accident.
Yeah.
Like, we have 15 minutes worth of topics some days, and we do 2 hours.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Just don't limit yourself.
Right.
Don't put stipulations on you, and you'll just run.
Do you think it's because I'm getting better at just filling time?
That might be it.
Like, do you think that's something you can practice at? Because I've always been good at just filling time.
The more adult you get, the more bullshit conversations.
You think that's what it is? Small talk. I can draw back on just trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More connections are being made from different situations.
Right.
Time.
I know, because I remember, like, in fifth grade, you know, you have to write, like, 11-page papers or whatever.
And, oh, I still can't do that.
Well, I mean, I could do that.
I would.
I literally wrote an entire, I think it was eight pages. Like, it wasn't ridiculous. It was like an 8-page research paper on ancient Egypt. And I picked ancient Egypt because I really love the movie The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I wrote in that paper was based on only what I knew from IMDb trivia from The Mummy, the movie. And I wrote 8 pages about it. Like, I didn't open one encyclopedia to learn about ancient Egypt. Well, I just was like...
What grade did you get on that paper?
Oh, I mean, I passed, so I mean, it's C or better, I'm sure. It's fine with me.
There you go.
I don't expect A's, I just expect passing grade.
I don't think I've written anything longer than, like, a paragraph in
That surprises me. Well, in years, yeah. I mean, I have to write a lot, like, tweets and stuff. Like, I feel like if you add that up, that... But, like, I don't know, you do, like, how many research papers a year in school? Like, 2? I probably have written 16 pages worth of tweets in the last year, I would say.
I haven't.
No, you haven't.
I don't write any.
Well, you write emails, though. That counts.
Yeah, those don't. They're short.
No, I'm sure, like, as a designer, I'm sure you have to, like, explain things to people.
No.
Hey, Bad Juju, what's up, man? I'm sure you are. You're like, hey, this logo is this. So give me your thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's over a year. You can fill that with 16 pages, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I would think so. So, see, you're still a writer.
Very poor.
Did you see that I added episode number 44, December 10th, 2017, below our logo?
Like the tiniest little text?
Yeah, I'm worried it's too small.
Yeah, it's a little small.
We're going to find out as the psychological vodcast experiment continues. Of course, the problem is, did you see what I stack with whole book? I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Sorry, Bad Juju. I don't know what that means. Try that one again. But, like, problem with doing this is that we have to have like 10 episodes with this before we know if it worked, because this is the first episode with it. So if you're watching a vodcast that's not this episode,
right,
it's not going to have that. So we have to fill like up to episode 55 before the scientific experiment can be pure.
That makes sense.
It's tough.
You gotta have that
right. And then if range. It doesn't work, we're gonna have to increase the font size and wait till like episode 66.
I don't think you have to wait that long.
I think we do.
You could do like 5 episodes.
No, it's like, well, how many vodcasts do we currently have on the playlist? Because basically I fill the time from when I get offline on my personal stream at like 5 to when I get back online on my personal stream at like 9. I like time it out to fill that gap with Seth and Colby. So I have 42, 41, 40, 39. So 31. So it's 8 episodes. It's essentially 8 episodes. So yeah, like we'll have to go to 52.
Half that would be.
Nah, it's got to be the whole thing. It's important.
That's, no. No.
Just no.
Just no.
Just no.
That is too much. You are overworking. Nah. Overdoing yourself.
I mean, it's really nothing. I just got to add a new episode every time. Mm-hmm. And I delete the old one. Like, it's not that hard.
It's harder to do 8 episodes than 4.
Yeah, but if I put a 4 in there, then it only fills up half the night. We lose all the comments we get from the people who are up at like 3 a.m.
See, but then you got to time it. Put 4 with the time code on it, 4 without the time code on it, and then remember when you started it.
Oh,
and then see
you're
when
talking
the,
about doing like a control
when the
test.
Dumb people are like.
The problem with that is that assumes we're going to have a viewer
that entire time.
That entire time, when often we don't.
That's a good point.
It's hard, man. It's a hard control test.
Just any viewers that come in.
But they don't always chat.
Code on it.
Because I look at the stats after the vodcast, and we have lots of viewers that come in and out, but not many chatters. Because I hope, most people realize it's a vodcast.
I think that might be true.
Because
who chats at a vodcast?
I would say 100%. I would go as crazy to say 100%. The people who follow us from those vodcasts don't chat.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people who are smart enough to, like, I like this show, I'm going to follow it, are smart enough to be like, I know it's not live right now, I'm going to follow it so I can come back when it is.
Right. Yeah.
No, but the people who just chat, they dumb.
They dumb.
They dumb.
They straight dumb.
If you do watch a vodcast, though, we don't have a problem with you chatting. We like to. We do read your comments.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't like it when you're like, how dare you not respond to us? or comment at us like we're trying, like we're going to say something to you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Because we're not there.
We're not there.
It's a vodcast.
It says vodcast like in five different places.
Yeah, it literally says vodcast. These are not live.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you still comment like it is. Those are the people I have a problem with.
Doesn't make any sense.
But those people aren't following us either.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point. We don't need them. Yep. We don't need dum-dums.
Dum-dums?
Dum-dums.
Don't know, need no dum-dums?
Nope. Mm-mm.
All right, man. Well, we can start the show. I have two stories that we can start with. One is good news for you.
Oh, yeah?
One is bad news for you.
Oh, no.
So you get to decide which one you want right up front.
Give
bad
me,
news
give
or
me
good
the
news?
Trash first.
You just want to jump right in with the negativity?
Yep.
You want to ruin your life?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's start the stupid show, and then we'll do the
we'll
thingies.
Do the thing.
We actually got topics today, so
sweet.
That'll be fun. So
yeah.
Here we go. Show starting.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Show!
We are live twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central, the episode you are watching right now, and another time on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Hence the name of the show. That's how it works. If you don't watch the show live, that's cool. You can get the video on demands at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. You can also listen to the audio versions on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Those links are at SethandColby.com. Follow us throughout the week at Twitter.com/SethandColby for hilarious Colby memes and updates of when we're live and links to the show and things. Also hilarious Colby memes.
Yeah, they're great.
Now with 600% more Porg than before.
Oh, yeah.
We love Porg on this show. Porg hype.
Best thing ever, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
if you want to support the show in ways beyond just listening and watching, that's how we survive. That's how we continue to do this show every week. Like, literally, the show isn't, like, it's free to you, but it's not free for us. So, like, if you support us, that'd really help. You can do that in a few ways. First way is to go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click the subscribe button. It's $4.99 a month. It helps us out. Another way to do it is to go, when you're watching live, type !Foghorn into chat. Or !! Donate in the chat. Click the link. Give us some monies. Giant foghorn goes off in the middle of the show. Interrupts everything we're doing. Trolls us. Scares me half to death. And it does support the show. You can also use Twitch bits to give us money. Jessica, last week, top donated. Gave us $15 worth of bits. That'll get Colby here for at least another week. All right? So keep it coming if you want Colby to keep coming and doing the show. All right? And if you want to help us in a free way, it's not as supportive, but it's still supportive. It's the bare minimum. We appreciate it, but you could do more. I mean, come on, be honest. All right, click the follow button at twitch.tv/SethandColby. That's 100% free, and it does support the show in some way. Just not in the way that lets us eat food and
live,
pay rent and
yeah,
keep electricity on. And you know, all the things like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate you guys listening, especially the people who have done all those things I mentioned. If you're just here freeloading, get out. If you've done nothing for us, we will do nothing for you, sir.
Except entertain you.
Yes, because we won't stop. Yeah. Yeah, that's the show. Should we fade out the intro?
Fade
out the intro? All right, intro. Intro has been faded out, sir.
It's gone.
You know what? I forgot to offer you some cookies while we're in there.
That'll work.
Dude, if you donate soup to us, we'll eat it.
Yep.
All right? No doubt. Soup is important to us. We will definitely eat it.
I will take any.
Do you
eat?
Food. Have you ever eaten soup?
No, I was, never touched soup in my. Yes,
like I feel like you're being sarcastic, but
soup.
Okay, man, I didn't know. I'm sorry, you got so angry about it.
God, have you eaten bull testicles?
No,
me either.
Okay, have you eaten a lawn chair?
Have you eaten bread?
Yes.
Yeah, that's soup.
No, it's not soup.
It's the same. It's literally basically like saying the same thing.
Okay, so you wanted the thing that's going to trash you first. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones actress affirms the final season of Game of Thrones won't air until 2019.
Yeah.
So, when will HBO air the final Game of Thrones season? That's been the question on just about everyone's mind since the seventh season came to an end this past summer. The eighth and final Game of Thrones season will bring HBO's most popular series to an end, with the promise of being the show's most cinematic installment yet. To allow for additional writing and production time, HBO hinted that Game of Thrones would not return until 2019. There was some hope that Game of Thrones could return in 2018, but a new interview with Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark, kind of a big deal on the show, seems to confirm that's not the case. Game of Thrones comes out in 2019, Sophie Turner told Variety. Dark Phoenix, Turner's X-Men movie, is in November. Then I have a couple indie movies coming out. I'm a producer on my next movie, so I'm really excited about the future.
Is it because of her that it's not coming out until 2019?
No. Casey Bloys, president of programming, said they have to write the episodes and figure out the production schedule. We'll have a better sense once they get further into the writing. So they haven't even finished writing the six episodes of Game of Thrones that we'll get in 2019.
What have they been doing this entire fucking
year? I don't know, man.
Did they just take this year off? They were like, oh my God, that dragon was so much work. We'll just sleep.
When did Game of Thrones finish airing?
It was like August.
April? No, it wasn't August.
Yeah, well, it started late
this
year.
Yeah, I guess. No.
It started in July this year.
Did it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
1,000%.
We did a Game of Thrones reaction video. I could just look it up.
Yeah.
And see when that was.
It's definitely August.
We did it literally
right
after.
If not September.
It's our most popular upload. 3 months ago it ended. Well, I don't know, man. If they didn't start writing it till after this season ended, that's not too crazy, right?
They should know where the fuck they're going.
Well, they don't, because there's no books. They have to make it up now.
Talk to the man who wrote them.
I mean, yeah, but think about that. You got to call George R.R. Martin.
Yep.
And have him tell you
what
plot
else is
points.
He doing?
Well, he's supposed to be writing his book.
Exactly. So he should know and be in the world at the current moment of what is happening.
No, because he's in like season five. Hey, Blue, how you doing? I'm just saying, man. Like he's writing season six of Game of Thrones as the book right now. He's like behind everything. But I agree with you. I mean, why does it take so long, dude?
I just want to burn them alive with a dragon. Because who is going to give a shit in 2 years? Like, I'm already not giving a shit.
You'll care.
It's been 3 months.
The second you see the first trailer, you're going to jump right back in.
I mean, that's how Star Wars went, but still.
Yeah, but think about that. You had to wait as long between Game of Thrones episodes as you do between between Star Wars movies.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, because I would think most of the Star Wars movie is CGI budget.
Yep.
And that's not a thing with Game of Thrones, because it's notoriously known for being cheap on its CGI.
Yep.
Like, we can only afford 1 second of dragon. Like, that's right. That's why they're only doing six episodes, because yep. They have to spend all their money on dragons.
Right.
Where Star Wars is like, we're going to take 18 months to make space battles.
Yeah. Everything CGI.
Right. And Game of Thrones is like, we're going to have like 3 minutes worth of dragon. I don't know, dude.
Makes sense. Well, I'm assuming that, yes, it's going to get ramped up for this final season. It's going to be movie quality every episode, but
I feel like you're going to set yourself up for disappointment. But
I mean,
that,
you
man.
Might be right. It might just be like this fucking season.
It's
going to
be
like,
just like this last season. Because remember, this last
talking,
season was truncated,
talking,
too.
Talking, talking.
Right.
Here's a dragon. More talking.
Right.
Talking.
Well, I remember that better than anyone, because I read the spoilers for the entire season. I knew what was happening.
No, I don't recall that at
all. Well, I did. I read the entire spoilers. Yeah. I knew everything was going to happen. And nothing in those spoilers, like the things they said would like happen in episode four of that season, didn't happen until like the last three episodes.
Yep.
Like the entire season's worth of spoilers was crammed to like the last three episodes of that season. Like, remember the last episode, or the second last episode, where like some dude ran all the way back to the wall? And then Daenerys flew all the way up to the north in the amount of time that they just stood on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really make a lot of sense.
That doesn't make any sense. Two, they did not do a good job of showing the length of time passing for them to just...
No, and it felt like 10 minutes.
Why the White Walkers would wait days, you
know?
They
got nothing better to do. They're like George
Days to not walk on a fucking frozen lake that's clearly frozen enough for some of them to walk and then just...
Well, it's clearly frozen enough for all of them to walk. Because eventually they did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I would think out of all the people that know the properties of ice, they would be the ones that
probably,
know.
Right. They were like, they could just touch it since they are kind of ice and just be like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Also, they just waited until
there's
rock
a massive
was thrown, and then they
ice
like,
wall, you know, and well, like.
Yeah, he kind of just blows that shit up.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's not like it was spring up there 6 months ago, and so the ice may not be fully formed. Like, it's always been ice.
Yeah.
Like, how there was water there in the first place.
I don't know.
It's kind of surprising, to be honest.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Plus, don't they bring the fucking storm with them?
Yeah.
We've seen the ice clouds all the time. Like, you're telling me you can't drop it a few degrees to make the lake that much thicker?
They can.
They 1,000% can, but no, we're just gonna stand here and look at you.
I mean,
you guys are really gorgeous.
The main guy turned a fire dragon into an ice dragon.
Yeah. And no,
he can't turn regular water into ice water?
He's perfectly fine. That's right.
What?
There's a theory that says that he was waiting for the dragon to show up so he could get it.
Oh, he's also a fortune teller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He knows the future.
Okay.
Well, he's kind of like the raven dude.
No, he's not.
He saw the raven.
Maybe he's just really old and he knows stuff.
I mean, maybe, but still.
I don't know, dude. All right, well, anyway, Game of Thrones sucks, and it's going to make you wait a year and a half for
it. Yep, that's some bull. Yep. Ah, the most bullshit.
I was waiting for the second half of that word. It took the dramatic pause was so dramatic.
It took a pause longer than this break is going
to
be.
Okay, man. Positive one. First reactions to Star Wars The Last Jedi are in. I can't wait to see it again is the synopsis.
Yeah.
People who attended the world premiere of The Last Jedi liked it as much as they liked Rogue One and The Force Awakens.
That's not good.
The previous two movies in the Disney era of Star Wars are well-loved by people who tweeted after seeing it, the respective world premieres in Los Angeles, and it should come as no surprise as the reaction is pretty much the same this time around as the response was immediately after the premiere screen of Star Wars The Last Jedi. The response, in general, is extremely positive, and even some enthusiastic The Rap's own Umberto Gonzalez called it awesome. And quite a lot of people who attended Saturday's premiere comparing it to The Empire Strikes Back, or at least they're declaring it the new third best film in the series. Others are wisely waiting to make such inflammatory claims, however, until they have time to think about it further. And yes, people seem to love Porgs.
Third best?
I was wondering about that.
What's the second best?
What's the first?
I'd say Empire.
Okay, then what is the second?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't even.
New Hope?
No.
Attack of the Clones?
I mean, maybe a New Hope.
New Hope sucks. All right.
It really is slow.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And then Return of the Jedi is just kind of like, bleh.
Phantom Menace number one? Yeah, how about that, man?
Man, get that Darth Maul.
Star Wars The Last Jedi is awesome! I'm overwhelmed with all sorts of emotion on how incredible Rian Johnson's movie is. I can't wait to see it again. Also, Porgs!
I should not have a Twitter.
Star Wars The Last Jedi has everything. Intense, funny, emotional, exciting. It's jam-packed with absolutely jaw-dropping moments, and I loved it so, so much, I'm still shaking.
I mean, that's better, but, like, if somebody was like, dude, it's just as great as The Force Awakens.
Well, no one said that. Every single shot serves a purpose, and The Last Jedi is easily the funniest Star Wars film, and that is a fantastic thing.
Did not expect funny.
Star Wars The Last Jedi is so very different, exciting, surprising, so many emotions, so many amazing moments. Stay away from spoilers. Porg dies in the movie.
How about you listen to that advice?
I'm going
to
read every spoiler that's on the internet.
Why?
The second it's
You're
on the
already going to see it. Just wait until you fucking see it, impatient bitch.
We should let you know, chat, that me and Colby have already planned a date to see it. We're going to go see it Saturday.
Yep.
December 16th.
Yeah, so see it before then.
Right, so Thursday's episode, we're going to remind you again, but
talk.
On Sunday, a week from today, the episode a week from today, we will be discussing it in full detail. Like, we'll say spoiler alert.
You have 2 days.
But the spoiler alert thing doesn't work so well on live internet anymore.
No.
Like, on the podcast days, it's going to be like, spoiler alert, skip ahead 25 minutes.
Right.
Now you're going to come right in, we're going to be like, that time Leia got eaten by the crocodile? That was insane. And then you're just going to know, dude. And so, just so you know.
Showed up out of nowhere.
So, just so you know, if you're adverse to Star Wars spoilers, number one, there should be no reason why you can't see it before us. Okay? There's no reason.
Man, unless you to postpone to get your ticket until, like, about now.
It's your fault. If you're a big fan, that's your fault.
That's a good point.
You're a big fan, that's your fault.
If you're a big fan, you're going to see it. If not, then
you shouldn't
care
about spoilers. Right. So, but we're just letting you know in advance. Yeah. So you can get your ticket now.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be spoiled, you want to experience it firsthand like this dullard over here instead of just reading all about it on Reddit like
How
me.
How is that not the best way to experience it?
Stupid way.
How?
It's stupid.
Why?
I like to know that it's coming so I can see it happen and be like, wow!
No!
That was so much better than reading it! Then I get surprised twice, bro.
It's not I'm gonna.
If like,
kill
for
you.
Example, if I read a spoiler that Luke dies, all right, I'm gonna be like, dude, Luke's gonna die in this movie. It's gonna be so epic.
And then you're waiting
then when I
for
see
the
it
whole
happen,
fucking movie. I knew Han Solo was gonna die before I saw the
and
Force
then when
Awakens.
He died, wasn't it
and
so
then
awesome?
The entire movie, I did not pay attention to any of it because I'm like, when's the Han Solo death?
Well, see, that's your problem.
See, I don't want that.
Hey, that's your
I
problem.
I want to pay attention no. to the fucking movie
this
without anything. Don't you dare tease me. If you tell
this is how
me
you
one
messed
thing,
up. All right,
I'm burning
I won't.
Your ticket.
Okay, I won't
I'm
do it.
Burning YouTube.
Okay, I won't
do
it. Did I spoil Game of Thrones?
Yeah, they
no,
came
I
close
did,
a couple times.
Did I?
Came close.
Did I, though?
No.
That's right, and I won't spoil this for you either. Mm. And it's only a two-hour movie. It ain't eight episodes like Game of Thrones was, all right? Here's the thing. This is where you messed up. You read one spoiler. I'm going to know the entire plot. So I can't wait for one thing at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to know the opening crawl when I sit down. All right, that's the difference. If you want to get spoiled, you can't just be like Dumbledore dies. Can't be like Han Solo dies, Darth Vader's Luke falls. That's the rookie spoiler mistake.
Uh-huh.
Pro spoiler readers know everything.
Oh my God.
And then the entire movie's like it's like reading the book before seeing the movie. It's the same experience.
I've never done that either.
Well, you
so.
Should, man. It's great.
No.
Because then it's not like spoilers. It's like experiencing
actually,
the movie,
I
then
have
reading
done
the
that.
Movie.
I have done that. I read The Hunger Games.
Yeah?
And then, not the first one. I saw the first movie, then I read the books, and then I saw the second one, and then the second one sucked compared to the book.
Okay.
So that ruins it!
Well, yeah, but if you read the spoilers
it
for the movie,
things.
You can't get stuff outside the movie.
It ruins everything.
All right, man. Well, you're just wrong. And we're going to agree
You're
to disagree.
You're just wrong.
No, we're going
to
agree
no,
to disagree.
No, we're going to continue to have this pointless argument until you agree to not read the fucking spoilers.
No, I'm going
to
read them. I was literally looking for spoilers before the show, and I didn't find any yet, but I will. By the end of today, I will know the plot of Return of the Jedi, I am fairly certain.
I'm going to kill you.
I was so pumped knowing Bane was going to break Batman's back. Yeah, exactly. See? Waiting for that moment. You're
didn't
like,
care.
Oh, it's so great, dude.
Nope. I enjoyed it much more just watching it when it happened. And I was like, oh,
but you don't
shit.
Know that that's true because you didn't know.
I would have been like, when's the Batman backbreaking scene coming?
Tony, man, you should pick one movie, spoil it, okay, the whole thing, and then see if you liked it better because you don't know that you won't like it better. You've never done it. You don't
I
know.
I don't want to do it.
Well, I do. I want it
so
more
much better
anything.
To just watch the movie.
Disagree.
Just watch the movie.
I'm going to watch the movie.
That's why it's a movie.
Then why watch trailers,
and not
man?
A book.
Then why watch trailers?
Good point.
Yeah.
Because it teases you, man.
It teases you?
It teases you. You're teases getting you? You get the finish with the spoilers.
I get two finishes.
I just get...
I get two. I
no.
get the spoiler and the movie.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I get the right and left hand, bro.
No. You get a hand job. I'm over here getting laid by
no.
watching the movie.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. First of all, hand jobs, objectively better. Quicker, easier to clean up, don't run
get
out, don't get short on breath. Okay.
Out of here, you weirdo.
All right. Chat will agree with me.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm just waiting for chat to agree. But yeah, all right. Back to comments. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Luke was right. This is not going to go the way you think. The Last Jedi will shatter you and then make you whole again.
Oh, God.
There's a scene in Star Wars The Last Jedi that I keep playing over and over in my head. That is so stunning and unexpected that I don't want to forget how I felt seeing it for the first time. This movie feels like unlike any other Star Wars movie in all the ways I hoped. The Last Jedi is so beautifully human, populous, funny, and surprising. I cried when one POC heroine got her moment because films like these leave their mark on entire generations.
Oh, God.
And representation matters.
Oh, God.
Oh, what? You mad about this?
Yeah. What is the POC?
I don't know. Person of color, I think. I believe that's what it is.
Populist.
Yeah, this is like talking about the diversity in the movie. Person of color. God,
get the fuck out of here. It's a Star Wars movie. It's a movie.
I don't want to be in this shot when you're playing about this.
Stop it.
There aren't enough words to express how much I loved Star Wars The Last Jedi. It's mind-blowing. I'm in geek heaven.
Good.
So, are you mad about the person of color comment? Like, has that ruined the movie for you? I feel like now you're mad.
No, I'm mad at that lady. I'm mad at whoever tweeted that. So, it's like, oh, it's not only is it a Star Wars movie, it's got great, great messages, you know, for the world and people. And it's like,
I mean, isn't that
it's
okay?
A fucking movie.
I mean, but a lot of people relate to movies and stuff, like, you know. Like, this is where I would say we don't know because we're white men.
Get out.
Because we dressed up as our favorite characters when we were younger because they were all white men.
And we were also children. And children, no matter what race or color you are, can dress up as whoever the hell you want. I mean, regardless of the race or color of the person you're dressing up as.
I don't know.
White privilege.
That's what it is.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, but you're not white. Remember, you're Asian.
Yep.
Don't forget.
Yep.
And I'm privileged
See,
to be in your
all
presence.
The rights
That's
to
right,
say
dude.
All this shit. So
about
get
Asians.
Off of me.
How come there are no
I'm
Asians
a POC.
In there? Is Porg an Asian? Is he?
Yes.
That's my Porg noise. Okay. Pretty much. See, Chad is like, it's all right. It's going to be mediocre at best. Trailers always overhype the movie. Ravaging it, dude.
Dude, I saw Rey grab Kylo's lightsaber.
Yeah.
Like, force grab it in a trailer last night. I was like,
did you change your pants? Is that what happened?
I've never seen that before in any of the trailers, so.
Back to the comments. A lot happens in Star Wars The Last Jedi. This person just said space dern. I don't
know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Chat, maybe you know. The Last Jedi is a little too long. And dragged in the middle, but great fun overall. As good as The Force Awakens, Rogue One is better. More humor than expected. Great Star Wars moments. Mark Hamill is often a worthy episode 8. Chad is making fun of you, dude.
Cool. Glad she has powers randomly. Love it. What? No. What?
You opened this bag.
Of what?
You opened this bag.
She can for what bag? I'm so confused. She has powers. Yes. She's force sensitive. That was seen already, but not seen grabbing Kylo's lightsaber. Because she is somebody's daughter, man.
I do know one spoiler.
Oh, shit, do ya? Keep it to yourself.
If I told you whose daughter she's not, would it spoil it for you?
No, I don't care.
Okay, she's not Luke or Leia's daughter.
Okay.
I read that online.
Oh, did you?
But there's no... but. I have not yet confirmed the source. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about spoilers this early. You got to get sources first. You know?
It was hot. Let me tell you. It was very hot.
That's the thing that's got you, man. Look at that chat right there.
What? And he didn't know shit. That's a good point. He was pretty dumb. He was pretty dumb.
Got you, man.
Yep. I don't know, man.
Riddle holes in all of your theories.
Dude, they just want to show force powers. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that's because they're entertaining you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of the press, including this writer, will be seeing The Last Jedi on Monday. If you want my reaction, tune into my Twitter about 1 p.m. Pacific Monday afternoon. In case you've been living under a rock, Star Wars The Last Jedi, we don't need to read that. We know what Star Wars The Last Jedi is because you listen to the Seth and Colby Show, and it's about all we talk about.
Yep.
So, hype is in, man.
Dude, hype is all real. Jedi mind trick scene in Force Awakens really bothers me. Weird eye rape? Yeah? Which one? Is that the Kylo and her one?
That's what I would imagine, yeah.
Because that's the only eye contact one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can't really see behind that stormtrooper mask.
Why are you saying it low and gutturally? Yeah, like,
because it's hot.
Like, I feel like if I played Marvin Gaye behind you saying this, it would get turned like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't know if I want to be involved in this right
Weird
now.
Weird eye rape, man. You know, I mean...
Speaking of Star Wars, Lucasfilm to start production on Obi-Wan Kenobi Star Wars spinoff in January 2019.
And release or start?
Start.
Oh, shit.
After years of rumors, finally confirmed back in August, Lucasfilm is planning a Star Wars anthology movie based upon the venerable Jedi Knight Obi-Wan Kenobi, with the studio reportedly tapping Stephen Daldry to develop the project with a view to directing. I've heard nothing of the project since, which is understandable given that Lucasfilm has plenty on its plate after Star Wars Last Jedi, Solo, A Star Wars Story, not to mention director switch on Episode 9. But now we have a brief update courtesy of Omega Underground. According to the site, Lucasfilm is eyeing a January 2019 start date on the movie at Pinewood Studios, which presumably means we'd see the film arriving at Lucasfilm's as-yet-unrevealed 2020 slot. What you think, man?
Ewan McGregor better be... Yeah.
I mean, if it's not Ewan McGregor, no one's going to watch it, right?
Yeah, why even do it?
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has to do it.
Yeah.
There's just no reason.
1,000%.
At this point, it's expected.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not Ewan McGregor...
Then just get out.
Then just don't do it.
It's a dumpster fire.
I agree with that. Where's our Jar Jar animated movie? That's the prequels. They're all about Jar Jar. He's evil, remember?
Yeah. He was a Sith.
You remember how everyone was like, how did Jar Jar get elected to the Senate and then Donald Trump happened and now that's not so crazy? Life imitates art, man.
Oh, God.
That's all I got to say. Han Solo movie's going to be a dumpster. I totally agree, dude. It's going to be garbage.
It's not going to be garbage.
I think it's going to be garbage.
It's not going to be garbage.
It's going to feel like a badly paced mess because of all the turnarounds. Ron Howard just took over, man.
That screams bad, yes, but...
Yeah!
It's not going to be bad. Lucasfilm is not going to let it be bad. It's not going to be great.
Okay.
It's not going to be like the best Star
Wars. Dumpster Fire might be extreme,
but I don't think it's going to be like Suicide Squad bad.
It might be Suicide Squad bad.
It's not
going to
be Batman v Superman bad.
It might be Suicide Squad bad.
It'll be a steaming hot plate of old burning garbage.
I think it will be Suicide Squad bad. I do think that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's their first Star Wars flop then?
I don't know. I don't think it'll be a flop. I think it'll be a critical flop, but you can't have the first when the Clone Wars movie happened and Phantom Menace happened. They've already had Star Wars flops, dude.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those movies made $1 billion, so I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
But it's not going to be good.
But critically, still, I think the prequels are more well-received.
Phantom Menace going to look like a masterpiece compared to it? I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You could have just left out all of Jar Jar.
Let's try spinning. That's a good trick.
And that kid.
Yep.
I don't get it.
That's your series, man.
Dude, I'm with our Empire Did Nothing Wrong.
That's what you're gonna go with.
Yeah, I'm.
Except
I'm
you know, massacring an entire planet worth of people.
Yeah, minus that, you know. But terrorists blew up a big old. Space station battleship.
I mean, one, that is the basis of the Empire Did Nothing Wrong movement,
mm-hmm.
which is that without the rebellion, the Empire wouldn't have to resort to fierce tactics.
Yeah, sure.
To keep the people in line.
Mm-hmm.
Because the theory is that with there's no rebellion, they wouldn't need to keep the people in line.
Imagine the United States doing that.
Just blowing up a planet?
Not that, but like using fear to
squash...
Rebellion? I mean, that actually, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah.
Muslims, yeah. Blow them up.
Okay, we got a link to Hayden Christensen. I mean, I know Hayden Christensen. Is this just a link that's like...
It's a dummy link. What?
Like, are we just supposed to...
What is this?
This is like, just talking about how Hayden Christensen... You know, there's rumors that he's in The Last Jedi as a ghost.
Really thought there was going to be a hog on that page.
No, encyclopedia.wiki.com is an actual place. That's how I knew it.
Yeah,
so.
But he could have.
Jake Lloyd, the kid who played Little Anakin, went to a psych ward from all the bullying he got from being in The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah, that dude's screwed up. I think he's in jail.
Well, he's a child actor, dude, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in Jingle All the Way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he made mistakes early.
Yeah.
He's Turbo Mandal! That's what I remember. Let's talk about other bad movies, all right? Not to taint your opinion, Colby, but what about this?
Sure. Dude, they gotta
you
save
like an accountant now or?
From a fucking volcano.
You love a dummy.
This is not why we're here.
The old they broke up in between movies gag.
Of course, yeah. You know, because we need that sexual tension back.
Uh-huh.
I know why we're here. A rescue op. Save the dinosaurs from the island that's about to explode.
Also, again, Chris Pratt is like, why are you guys being so dumb with these dinosaurs?
Yep.
Blue is alive.
You want to use them for weapons? Now you want to fucking save them? Like, looks like the same plot.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species?
No. They're fucking dinosaurs.
This trailer is awful.
These creatures were here before us.
Do you think this is the only scene that Jeff Goldblum's in?
That might be possible.
Okay, when I watch this trailer, I think this is all of Jeff Goldblum.
He wasn't in the first one, was he?
Yeah, in the second.
He was in the first one?
Yeah. No, not the first of
Jurassic
this
World.
Series.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know me.
No, he doesn't.
He's a dinosaur, dude.
His memory is not that good. He dies there. That's him dying.
That'd be great. Well, see, I think like the biggest complaint about this trailer is that it shows the entire plot. And it does.
Yeah. Like, what else is going to happen? Not, the dinosaurs don't die from the volcano? End of movie.
Well, they can't all die out. There's going to be Jurassic World 3.
And now, why is the T-Rex the fucking hero now?
I don't know. Also, why is he still
Life
there?
Life cannot be contained. Life breaks free. Life.
Is this going to turn into, like, Planet of the Apes, except dinosaurs?
That'd be actually better. Wouldn't that be better?
Destroying New York with some crap.
Just put Andy Serkis in a T-Rex suit?
Yes. Also, he's dead.
He's dead like 6 times in this trailer. Yeah. Why can't he be in the thing?
I don't know. There's not 3 seats, bro.
Chris was like, Chris asked that question, and I go, there's not 3 seats. She goes, you can't just sit in the middle. I'm like, there's not a seatbelt. It's unsafe. Like, makes
we
no
still
sense.
Gotta follow the rules of the park.
That's right, dude.
When there is no park left.
That's right, dude. So what do we think of that pile of steaming garbage, right?
Dude, it's called an ash cloud, man. Like, that's what murdered everyone in Pompeii.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
he's running through it. Well,
I'm not getting burned.
Here's the thing, all right? I think that kind of summarizes the problem with Jurassic Park movies in general.
Yeah.
All right? He's running through a deadly ash cloud.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also surrounded by dangerous carnivore dinosaurs.
And they're not.
And we're not paying attention to those because we've already accepted the unrealism of that.
Yeah.
Not like, there's a T-Rex 6 inches from his face.
But it's also raining down fire. And
also, what are they going to do? Like, if the job is to rescue dinosaurs, they would just get, I'm assuming they have infinite money because I would have to assume that, right?
Right.
Let's just assume the budget is
full
infinite,
island,
okay?
Of, yep. Mm-hmm.
They should just get a bunch of those helicopters that haul tanks into war zones, net the dinosaurs, and fly them to another island, unnet them. There's no
Noah's
need for
Ark.
Anyone to be on the island ever.
Nope.
All they need is helicopter pilots and thermal scopes, and they can just pick up the dinos and drive them off.
That is.
There's no need for Chris Pratt and a man boy to be on the island doing anything.
Nope.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Like, if the movie starts with a helicopter going over the island and then a dino hand just comes out and hits the helicopter and that's how they end up on the island, I'm going to get up out of the theater and leave because you know that's how it's going to happen.
No. They had, like, tanks and shit on the ground, bro. That's
why?
The plan.
Why do they need tanks?
I don't know, because they're dumb. We don't know what else to do with this stupid-ass plot. Also, the villain of this movie is a volcano. There's no plot at all. It's just outrun the clock.
I mean, Arthur and NTV in our chat is totally right. It's like, we just watched the whole movie.
There's going to be more dinos for you to look at and be like, oh my God, CGI, wow.
Like, I feel like the idea of watching that trailer and then going to see the movie is to answer the questions the trailer didn't answer. Like, why do they need to be on the island?
Mm-hmm.
Do they escape the island? What do they do with the dinosaurs afterwards? And I feel like 2 of the 3 of those questions, you can pick any 2 of the 3, aren't going to be answered in the movie regardless.
Right. It looks really bad.
I don't understand, dude.
I don't get why it's being made.
Like, even if the movie was going to be bad, which it probably would have been bad regardless, because these Jurassic Park movies were just, we just don't believe them anymore.
No.
There's no way we believe them anymore.
No.
Like,
I mean, it was initially,
the first ones,
it was a horror movie.
Well, the first ones are unbelievable, but it was the first time we had seen anything like them.
Yeah.
So we're like, dude, I don't really care. Like, we'll just be like, all right, the people are stupid. That's the whole idea. But now we've had 6 of these movies or something over 20 years, like, we're over the disbelief suspension of these people are just inept.
I mean,
there's just no way we believe
it
anymore.
Star Wars Force Awakens, it's basically
also
a
bad
new hope.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's basically a new hope.
Uh-huh.
But there is different storylines as to where it's going to go compared to the old trilogy. Jurassic World was the fucking first Jurassic Park, on a bigger scale.
I honestly don't remember the first Jurassic Park.
There's dinosaurs at a park
that
remade, and then they get out.
Well, and Chris Pratt is like the dino trainer, right? And then the lady is like an executive or something there. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And then the dinosaurs just start escaping,
The people that are in the park. The plot of people are in the park, the park doesn't work right, dinosaurs get out, they have to deal with that.
Also,
same movie.
We have the technology right now today to look at volcanoes and go, this will erupt in this amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay? When they picked the island in the first place, who didn't go, this volcano is going to erupt in the next 20 years? And then they just pick a different island.
That's so stupid, man.
Like, isn't that the root of the problem?
Yeah.
Like, they should have known it had a volcano, right?
This movie, so I watched a really bad movie Friday night.
Right.
I watched Geostorm.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's gotta be bad.
That movie is better than this.
No way.
Yeah.
Which one? Is that the one with
Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No way that's better.
It is. Better than that.
Better than the trailer, I would say for sure.
Plot-wise.
Is that one of the worst trailers we've watched this year?
Better than that. I would say so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even make us excited.
No. It makes me the opposite.
Right.
It makes me ask, why is this here?
Like, the entire point of Jurassic World movies is just to watch dinosaurs do stuff.
Right.
And I feel like I watch that, and I'm just not excited.
And it's called the History Channel, if you want that shit. They do dinosaur stuff all the time.
Dinosaurs are cool,
basically,
man.
Basically the same CGI as these people.
Avengers trailer was almost bad. 100% disagree with you. I love the Avengers trailer.
Yeah, the Avengers trailer was pretty good.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, Avengers player didn't give away the plot. It didn't show off a lot of stuff. I think that's the point, to keep the mystery a little bit.
I mean, the plot is Thanos shows up.
Yeah, but we've
fight.
Known that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the known thing. Right?
I mean, that's like saying Jurassic World's plot is that the dinosaurs kill people again and they have to escape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a given. That's fine. I don't care if the trailer shows that. That we know. What I don't want to know is that there's a giant volcano and it erupts at some point during the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have to get rescued or whatever. Like, there's 100% chance they're going to float down in the ocean and get rescued by a boat.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was them dying. End of the series right there.
Like, they're not going to kill Chris Pratt.
Nope, he's dead. That ash cloud, you know.
Logic. Also, the problem was showing, like...
Real life physics.
The problem was showing, like, the T-Rex coming after Chris Pratt. And then we see him running away from an ash cloud. Means he escapes from the T-Rex. Like, we just know.
Oh, yeah. No,
no suspension.
Well, it was like a... I don't know what the dinosaur was, but the one with the... It's a T-Rex with spikes on it.
Right,
face,
it's a scarier T-Rex.
Yeah, and then the actual T-Rex comes and then stops it from eating Chris Pratt.
Which, by the way,
like
doesn't make sense.
Buddies.
Which doesn't make sense, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
Because that other dinosaur would eat the T-Rex. That's why he's bigger and meaner.
Yeah. Well, apparently not. No one can outbeat the T-Rex, man, except
Well, in real life, the T-Rex had feathers and he ate plants.
That's
like,
true.
I mean, we all know that now, too.
Plants?
Yeah, he was an herbivore. He can't eat meat with his tiny arms.
He can eat it with his giant fucking face.
He's basically a big chicken, is what he was in real life. He's basically a big chicken.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But there were actual mean alligator-like dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
The T-Rex was not one of them. He was a big chicken, all right? I don't care how big of a chicken you are. You go up against a crocodile, you're going to get your butt whooped every time. Okay?
Chicken always wins.
Chicken.
What are you talking about?
Chicken always beats crocodile.
Chicken always beats crocodile.
Like, that's the difference to me, fundamentally, between Avengers and Jurassic World is, like, when you see Thanos slam down Spider-Man, like, you don't know that Spider-Man ain't going to get ripped up.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Spider-Man probably won't. But, I mean, then again, all of them could, and then just
and then they reverse time.
But,
we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
But what are the outcomes of them jumping off a cliff?
They're going to live.
Yeah. Because this series has got another movie coming.
Right. So. Just don't understand it, man.
Yeah.
Who's making this one? Do you know who's making this one?
No. If it's the same guy.
I don't think it's the same guy, because wasn't he making Star Wars 3?
Yeah, but then he was let go of that.
Well, right, but he couldn't do the second one.
J.A. Bioina.
I don't know who that is. It's cookie cutter every time. Almost lose. Something happens. They win. I don't know if Avengers will be that way, though.
Yeah.
Also,
it's been that way up to this point.
Also,
this is the
that could be
time.
Said for like 90% of popcorn movies.
Yeah,
that's generally first
that
act.
That is just the
first
plot.
Act's great. Second act, they lose everything. Third act, they get redemption. That's yep. literally 90% of movies.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I agree with you. You're not wrong. But I don't think that.
I don't think it's just.
It doesn't.
Only
it doesn't detract from my entertainment.
Marvel's
of
just
it.
A very, very big proponent of every single movie they've
right.
done so far. That happens.
Right. At least they're watchable.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that happened in Batman vs Superman.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
And that was terrible.
Well, Superman dies
oh, yeah,
at the
dies.
End of the movie.
That's right. I forgot
but then you that. Also get a scene of dirt floating above his coffin.
Okay. The guy who did
really
Jurassic
dead.
World did a Monster Calls. And that's the only movie he's done that isn't a short.
The Orphanage? That might have been like a scary one, I think, right?
Never heard of it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
okay,
a scary
well, there you
one.
Go. At least people die in the DCU. Who died in the DCU?
Like everyone in Metropolis when
oh,
Superman
you mean,
was
oh, you
fucking
mean,
shit up. No, I have no idea.
Like all the civilians? Because lots of civilians die.
Well,
like that's the
Superman died, but he didn't die.
Yeah, no one died. Who
he's
dies
back.
In the DCU?
I don't know. Robin?
I honestly, I've never seen a movie, so I'm honestly asking.
Robin is dead. One of Batman's Robins was killed by the Joker, but they don't show that. It's just when you come into Batman vs. Superman, he's dead.
Okay.
And the Joker's still out there doing stuff. Some people in Suicide Squad.
Superman isn't dead. He didn't die.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah. He's in Justice League.
I mean, that's like saying that Iron Man died when he fell out of the wormhole and had to be resuscitated by the Hulk. Yeah, he was dead. He died. There you go.
Coulson, dead.
Yeah, Coulson's dead. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people died. There you go. Boom. Boom!
Yeah.
Who died in Suicide Squad besides the audience watching that movie inside? I mean,
the flame guy.
Flame guy.
Yeah, he's the guy who starts fires. I don't know what his fucking name is. El Diablo.
Let's just call him Flame Guy.
It's,
I like that better.
It's El Diablo.
He
dies, and then you also got the climb things guy. He dies. He's introduced and then dies 5 minutes later.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna count characters you don't even know their names, people die in the MCU as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will Smith does not die in Suicide Squad.
Right. I mean, Sam Jackson died, then he didn't.
Yep.
A lot of the bad guys in the MCU die every time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the bad guys die.
Yeah. What's going on, Skip Talk?
Hey, man, how's it going, dude?
What's going
on? So the director
down?
Of this movie isn't great.
No.
Let's see who the writer is. I mean, I don't like to disparage people based on... Oh, it's written by the guy who did the first one.
Mm.
And then the second dude who did...
That would be why.
Also did the first one. I don't know. Andrew Garfield's career died. No, man, he's like...
Yeah, he's...
He just got
Martin
an Oscar
Scorsese
nomination.
Shit.
Yeah, he's hot. He's bigger than ever.
He's
As I say, things, do you watch movies?
He's
I'm
definitely better than where he was in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, after Spider-Man, he did better. He got nominated for an Oscar, and then he started dating Flounderface. What's her name?
Flounderface?
What's her name, dude? The woman in Spider-Man. Emma Stone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then they start dating for a bit.
I think they started dating.
And now he's in a Martin Scorsese movie.
Yep.
He went the Vincent Chase route.
Yeah. Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge was actually...
He got nominated
crazy.
For an Oscar for that movie, man.
If you guys haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge, and you like violence and gore... I would suggest that. Movie.
That's a Mel Gibson trademark, dude. He loves
it. Was
he
the
loves
most
blood, dude.
Brutal thing.
He loves blood. Dude.
Oh my god!
Well, he's a medic in that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's probably pretty messed up.
Well, yeah. The whole thing about he's a real dude,
right?
And he just didn't carry a gun because it went against his Christian values. But
oh,
he just wanted to save people.
Uh-huh.
He even saved some of the enemies, but they didn't make it because there's other people.
Did they make him carry a gun like boot camp?
No.
Like, could I go to boot camp in the military?
There's a whole big deal that he wouldn't pick up a gun.
Like, to clear out my debt and be like, I don't believe in climbing this wall because of my fat values. Like, could I do that?
I don't think
that would happen. I mean, if I can cite prior cases of people giving up
with
their values.
I mean, if you push it hard enough, I mean, who knows what's possible, but...
It's true. I mean, they can't make me climb the wall.
Yeah. No.
I mean, they can't make me.
No.
If I go limp... They ain't getting me up that wall, all right? You can't get a 300-pound man, a limp fish man, up a wall. It's not possible.
Yeah. Limp fish man.
All right.
That should be a movie for you.
Try to get me. You can't. Too big. His other movie, he hangs out with Kylo Ren as a monk. Yeah, that's Silence. That's the Martin Scorsese movie.
Right.
Yeah. Kylo Ren, also a well-regarded actor.
Yep, sadly.
Yeah. Like, his performance in Girls is, I think, one of the major reasons Girls stayed on the air as long as it did.
Big ears.
And then he wasn't even in, like, the last two seasons. Ironically. So dumb, dude. All right. Keeping on themes of trailers,
oh,
I feel.
Hell yes.
Have you seen this?
I just watched this.
Okay, I haven't watched this yet, but I figured in the spirit of fairness, we should
dude,
check
this
out
legit.
Check out this trailer because we watched Ninja Batman.
I mean,
last week.
Plot wise, I have no idea, but
I haven't seen this at all.
It's crazy good.
It's very loud. I love Sony's trailers before the trailers. By the way,
yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
YouTube, man, you got to get that ad revenue, right? Keep them around.
This morning I woke up in the fortress. Wow, really cool art style.
Yeah. The animation of this looks badass.
Like it's Nikes.
I'm really depressed. This is the other Spider-Man, the one Donald Glover was going to play.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He's black in this, but it's not Donald Glover. I'm really upset about it.
Well, they probably couldn't afford him, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Miles Morales, yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that looks awesome. It does not look as good as Ninja
Wait,
Batman.
So how many of us are there?
Ooh, that animation style, though.
That animation style looks legit, dude. Mm-hmm. Not as cool as Ninja Batman, though, mm-hmm. I would say. Ninja Batman is just... The badass level of Ninja Batman is off the chart. Yeah. That does look like a really great Spider-Man, though.
Yeah.
How come they can't make movies that are that look that cool, dude? Is it because no one takes them
is
seriously?
Is it not that,
or,
like, realistic?
I don't know.
I mean, that's very, like, cyberpunky future kind of looking downtown and stuff. And, I mean, I just don't know, but...
I don't know either, dude. Toby Maguire better be in it, dude. I hope so.
That'd be so amazing.
What if they bring back all of the Spider-Mans for that movie?
Oh, that'd
He's
be
like,
intense.
How many of us are there? Toby Maguire walks out. Andrew Garfield walks out. Tom Holland walks out. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The dude who played him in the 60s on a cartoon show walked out. It'd be great,
all
dude.
Of them.
Just all of them walked
all
out.
All of them right there.
Yep. And randomly, some janitor who just does nothing to do with Spider-Man's also there.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I heard there's some spiders here. I'm here to squash. I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. So I mean, that looks really cool, though, but... I just don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I just don't know. DC shakeup in the works after Justice League stumbles. From Variety, Warner Brothers is planning to shake up and restructuring of its DC Films operation following the box office disappointment of Justice League. John Berg will be leaving his current job running the comic books film production division, according to several sources with knowledge of the studio's plans. A search is underway for his replacement. Berg will instead become a production partner with Roy Lee, the producer of the Lego Movie, and It, who has a deal on the lot. This is something that John approached me about 6 months ago, and he expressed his goal was to ultimately be a producer at the studio. I first met John as a producer when he brought Elf to New Line, which remains one of the best and most evergreen titles in the library. We're thrilled that John is partnering with Roy and anticipate their company being a valuable source of movies for Warner Brothers and New Line. So, Warner Brothers expected to name a new person to run its films. Jeff Johns, who is partnered with Berg on much of the creation direction of the movies, is expected to continue serving as DC Entertainment's chief creative officer. John, who reports to DC President Diane Nelson, works in areas such as television, publishing, and consumer products. In addition to his contribution to film going forward, the work on films may evolve and could be more advisory in nature. People say that Emmerich is weighing the idea of further integrating DC's film operation to the studio's main movie arm. That would entail putting the divisions under the same roof rather than having DC remain in a separate building on the lot. Marvel, which is owned by Disney, does operate its comic book film division autonomously, but other studios such as Fox only produce their superhero films under the studio's banner. So, like, I read that. That's the first time I've read that. So, right now, DC operates autonomously same way Marvel does.
Mm-hmm.
Sony and Fox do not. Sony and Fox make the worst superhero movies outside of WB, and WB goes, that's the problem. We should probably do what they do.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Great decisions all around, you know. It makes so much sense.
And then they're also going to put the guy who ruined the DC Universe onto movies like Lego Movie and It, which are like the only two good movies WB's made in the last couple years.
Yep. And he's just going to, keep keep making.
I mean, if you're the guy who made it,
movies.
And your boss calls like, "Hey, man, the guy ruined the DC universe is going to be your new partner." What do you do?
Look for a new job.
I mean,
yep.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that makes no sense. If you're the guy leading the whole DCEU, you're not getting just put on another project. You should be just outed. Goodbye.
I mean, or completely change directions on, like, go to TV or something. Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Well, that screams that they're smart people over
at Warner
Brothers.
They just can't do it right.
Yeah.
We're going to get more bad DC movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, well, there you go, dude. Okay, we have a few random things we could talk about. All right, can I be really selfish for a second to talk about this trash?
Sure.
Okay, so we talked a little bit ago about Cards Against Humanity doing their thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're going to buy up land in the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the first Cards Against Humanity thing because the hole doesn't count because they didn't do anything but throw money into a hole. So I didn't participate in that one.
Right.
But this is the first Cards Against Humanity that I said I'm not going to do because I didn't have enough money.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't have the $15. I mean I did, but I didn't want to spend it on that. I'd rather spend it on like McDonald's one night or something, you know.
Yeah.
So I budgeted out. I said we're not going to do Cards Against Humanity this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the first time ever I didn't do Cards Against Humanity. Here's what they did this year, just so you know. Cards Against Humanity redistributes wealth. In order for Cards Against Humanity to truly save America, we have realized we would have to tackle the biggest issue in the world: wealth inequality. Here are some crazy facts today. 8 men, blah, 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 blah. Every idea has a start, nowhere, blah, 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 blah. Basically, here's what they did, okay? They gave, when you signed up and you did, you bought the thing, they mm-hmm. asked you what your income is, okay? The bottom 1,000% or 1,000 people, the people with the lowest, or the 100 people with the lowest income, they gave a check for $1,000 to, okay? The next 10,000 people with the lowest income, they just gave their money back. So this is the one time I couldn't afford it, and it's the one time it would have been free. Like, I don't believe with me and Chris's income, we would have been in the like one of the 100 that got a $1,000 check. We definitely would have been one of the 10,000 that got our money back. Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, I don't have anything to say about this except that I just got boned.
Yeah, you did. You should just always think that you're going to get your money back for free when you do stupid things like this, right?
I mean, one time they sold poop in a box.
Yeah.
Like, I was
poop.
Expecting, you know, okay, I'm going to miss out on some lols this year. All right, that's sad. You know, I'll just have to I'll have to live them through other people. And instead, they're like, nah, you can have your money back, dude, and get all the lols.
And if you're really poor, get a $1,000 check
right.
out of nowhere.
Like, I just, like, the one year I'm too poor to buy Cards Against Humanity is when they give you your money back.
What if people just lied and was like, I make, like, $10 every month?
Well, I think they always have a survey,
mm-hmm.
and then the survey personalizes your cards. So I would assume most people tell the truth because they want their card, because the more truthful you are, the funnier the card is.
Mm.
So I would assume most people...
And they probably didn't think that they were about to get a fucking...
Right,
you
and
know,
also if you would
paycheck.
Lie, you would most likely say you make more money, not less money.
Right.
Like, you're usually embarrassed to be poor, not... Yeah. Talking about it on a podcast.
That's a good point.
I just can't, like, I was too poor to buy it. All these other people bought it, at least.
You should send, like, a clip of this to them and be like, I will.
No, because then I'm just asking for money, which, by the way, please donate to the show. But, like, I'm serious. Like, I'm upset. This is like, I feel like I'm you. Like, every time you buy something, the next week something new comes out and you get boned. That's how I feel.
Welcome.
This is how you feel, man.
Welcome. It's a great place to be.
It's just like, what are the chances?
I literally none. No other company ever does this. Ever. I don't think this has ever been.
No. I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just want to get that out.
Like, I mean, it's sweepstakes and, like, you know, one person may get $1,000.
Right.
But not the poorest 100.
Right.
And definitely not 10,000.
Right. Well, it's hilarious because, like, the tweet... Or, like, the letter they sent to people with their cards, like, we've redistributed your wealth. And, like, the bottom line is, like, if you didn't get any money this year and you don't like it, tough titties.
Yeah.
What? How fucking much money is that?
Well, they gave $15 to 10,000 people, so that's
right.
$150,000.
Jesus.
And then they gave $1,000 to 100 people. That's $100,000. So they gave $250,000 back. I'm sure they made more than that, by the way, because the idea is that they're still going to buy that land. Like, none of that changes. Cards Against Humanity is rolling in money. They have six perverts on their payroll, and then they just write cards all day, and they sell them for $40 a pop at Target.
Yeah.
By the way, the whole game is open source and free on the internet. You don't have to give them a dime, and you can still get every card they've ever written. They completely open sourced it. You can literally go to their site and download a PDF of all the cards and even print them yourself if you want. Like, their business model is nothing but please don't pay us money for this garbage, and everyone can't stop giving them money. And then everyone's surprised when they actually threw their money into a hole or got a thing of bull poop in the mail.
They're a one-of-a-kind company, I feel
right.
like.
They are definitely one of a kind, and I just can't believe they boned me.
They did bone you.
I boned myself.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I boned myself, but...
I mean, really, what? Who thinks that they're just going to give you...
It's like the 1 year I don't have expendable income, I could have got this for free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jerks.
Welcome to life, man. That's how it works.
Yeah, man, I guess so.
That's how it works when you're you and me, and you know, yeah, I buy an Apple Watch before they come out with the second one, and
yeah,
buy a PS... three or something, right, when the PS4.
Did you do that?
Yep.
That was bad, dude.
Yep.
Bad. It's not good. No. All right, man, you want to blow your mind?
Sure.
A new optical illusion was just discovered. It's breaking the brains. New article published in the Journal of Eye Perception, researcher Koshike Takahashi, or whatever, presents a new optical illusion which he calls the curvature blindness illusion. All right, take a look at the image below. As you can see in the top left, against the white background, every set of lines has the same shape, a sine curve. But when viewed against the gray background, the lines where the top curve is black and the bottom curve is white still look rounded, while the lines where each curve is half black and half white look like sharp angles.
Yeah.
It's unclear exactly why our brains perceive this, but Takahashi proposes that our brains default to seeing corners rather than curves when they get confused. So every one of these lines is exactly the same. But as
curvature-wise, yeah.
Right.
But the gray and the black changes. Yeah.
Right, but the line doesn't actually change. Your brain just sees it differently.
I mean, the position of the color changes, but...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, this line here is different than this line.
Yeah, that
but this right. line right here doesn't change at all.
No.
Even though it appears to as you go through this.
No, what they're saying is all the lines... are exactly the same zigzag or curve.
Right. But one of the lines has the black up top, uh-huh. one of the lines has the black at
on
the bottom.
Side, and the one with the side looks more straight than the
right.
one.
Right. When you go through the grades, it becomes straight, even though it's literally the same curve. It's just different colors. This goes up, down, but in reality, it is the same curve.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Where this one looks curved no matter what, this one looks
straight.
Straight. But it's still exactly the same curve. The color is just different.
I don't get it, man.
And like, see, you see it on the black too. Like, it comes back out and it looks
curvy.
Curvy,
yeah.
Like it actually is. But on the gray, it gets straight.
That's interesting. I wonder why on the white and the black it's fine, but the gray.
Well, it says that the underlying mechanism of this gentle curve perception and those of the obtuse corner perception are competing with each other in an unbalanced way, and the precepts of corner might be dominant in the visual system. So that's why. So there you go, man. That answers your question, I hope.
It didn't. I asked why black and white show it, and then it was like...
Well, it's because of the dominant system and the precepts of corner.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
You're a scientist.
I just wanted you to know that. I mean, you look like you were having problems.
I am struggling.
Do you want to watch this 12-minute video? This guy apparently edited together the 25 best films of 2017 into a video. We are approaching the end of the year. Maybe we go through it, talk about it as it goes. You want to do that? Let's do it, chat.
Let's roll.
Let's roll, chat. Hopefully there's no nudity and we get banned. Headphones recommended, by the way.
3, 2. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Our obsession with high speed leaves no time or place for return. It is now already too late. And today is yesterday, with its memory already lost.
What?
You got me, man.
I love edits like this, why I wanted to watch it. Because I like when people like edit together same shots, you know?
Yeah. There's definitely a few on here I don't recognize.
Oh, I feel like we're not going to recognize a lot of these. Like, I have no idea what this is. Do you know what that is?
That's Baby Driver.
Oh, okay. I never watched Baby Driver.
That's really good.
That's Rihanna right there. Don't know what's up with Rihanna.
That was, what was she in? That Valeria one?
Oh, okay.
Was she in that?
That's Okja. Blue, are you like 800 years behind us? She's not going to hear that until... John Wick, dude. Never saw that either.
John Wick is better than John Wick 2.
Okay. I never saw either. That's so loud.
Atomic
Blonde, yeah.
I think he really likes Baby Driver.
Well, I mean, I assume at some point he's going to show the 25 best films. That's Lady Bird, right? Maybe he never actually says what they are, and we're just supposed to watch.
I mean, that's kind of might be what's happening here, bud.
That was a Big Sick. Yeah. Recognize that because Ray Romano's in it. I wish movies were easier to watch at home, dude. Like, so many of these movies I would watch if they were just on Netflix, you know?
Yeah.
And I get, like, people have to make money. That's why they want you to rent them, but, like... Like, Okja's on Netflix. I should watch that movie. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. That's, Logan Lucky. Recognize James Bond on that one. Oh, that's the one about, the skater one is about... is, like, the biopic about the lady who sabotaged to get into the Olympics. I know what movie that is. I don't remember what it is, though. That's the...
Winston.
Winston Churchill, thank you. Okay, here we go, the countdown. This is the rhythm of the night. The night. Oh, yeah. Do you know this?
No.
This is the rhythm of the... I wish they would, like, show the name in the corner or something. Because this does make movies look better. Then probably the trailers does. All Those Sleepless Nights, number 25. Okay, I've never even heard of this. You ever heard of this, man?
No. Looks like a dancing movie.
Thanks for that update, dude.
And
it's about vampires?
Movie. Dude's dancing with his fingers.
There's a mermaid? The Lure, okay. Oh, we must be going in reverse order. So The Lure was that movie we just watched, because now we're watching Baby Driver.
Right.
I never saw this. You saw this, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Really good?
Yeah, it's Edgar Wright.
Well, I knew that. I love him. Because this must be Mother.
Yep.
This one movie was supposed to be weird.
It definitely looks weird.
Right. Well, it's Darren Aronofsky who makes pretty weird movies. He's also dating Jennifer Lawrence in this movie is being made, which is kind of strange to, like, you know, think that.
Yeah.
Mother. Okay, what's this one? This must be... No idea what this is, dude. You know what this is?
Nope.
Lady Macbeth. Nope, never heard of it. I don't know this one either, man.
Nope.
Does this make you feel terribly out of touch?
Maybe, yes. Like, I wonder if I am or not, but, like, what the fuck is
never
that?
Never even heard of it. But, like, these are the types of movies I feel like I want to watch because they all look visually...
good.
Good, yeah.
It's like the cinematography. Right. It's all good.
Like, they feel like movies that actually are worth watching and not just explosions and lightsabers, you know? I mean, nothing against those movies. We like those movies, too, but, like...
They all look shit so far.
Right.
Baby Driver's good. I recommend that one.
Big Sick. I mean,
Big
this
Sick
is a good
was
movie.
Pretty funny, yeah.
Would you say that it's better than Baby Driver? Because it is above the list.
It's a more human story, I feel like. Baby Driver's kind of popcorny.
Right.
A little bit.
Well, it's Edgar Wright. It has that stylized sense to it. I mean, Baby Driver, I think, was very unique.
But entertainment-wise, if I was to rewatch one, I'd say I'd pick Baby Driver.
Yeah. That makes sense. No, I didn't know that one either.
Get Out.
Is that what this is?
Yep.
I never saw that. Did you see this one?
I never saw it, but everyone says it's fucking amazing.
Yeah. I like how it's just like an 80s pop song happening. Morris says they all look shit so far. And so do I. We're all getting Rickrolled right now.
Why are we getting Rickrolled?
Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman, The Beguiled, never heard of it. Like, how do we miss a Nicole Kidman, Colin Farrell movie? Oh, this is that re-memory movie? Is that what this is? Did I see Peter Dinklage? No, that's not Peter Oh, this is the one where he jacks off the dog, Robert Pattinson. This is the dog movie. Good time.
Sure you had a good time with that.
We're not in the top 10 yet, so maybe we're okay for not recognizing some of these. Oh, me and Chris almost rented this movie, but then we watched a trailer and it was very confusing. This is that very weird movie.
Yeah, it looks a little
Wonderstruck, yeah. It's based off a book. Okay, here's Okja. This one's on Netflix. This one is probably the easiest one for us to watch because it's a Netflix original.
I don't get at all what it is.
It's this lady, this girl, and she loves her thing, and the mean men want to take her thing away.
Okay.
This is another Julianne Moore I Want an Oscar movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of period movies. Most of them are indie films. I mean, that makes sense, because I feel like studios only take risks on popcorn movies now.
Yep.
With very few exceptions. The
end is near. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, period pieces.
Right.
Who's that? Is that Billy Bob Thornton?
No, that's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, shoot.
Jeez. This would be good no matter what it is, because it's Daniel Day-Lewis. Phantom Thread. I don't think that one's out yet. That's full. Like that shot right there, the ping pong, that's fantastic, dude. I love the shots. And every highway. No clue what this is either, dude. Much more than this.
I did it my way. Like, movies like this makes me want to make movies.
Agreed. Okay, this one hasn't come out yet. This is the post. This isn't wide released. Too few. Like, this movie looks great.
Yeah.
It isn't out yet.
Isn't it Steven Spielberg or something?
I think it is Steven Spielberg. And so it threw without exemption for what is Lady Bird called it. What has she no clues. If not herself. Number one reviewed movie on Rotten Tomatoes chat. To say the thing she truly. Did you hear that glitching audio right there? It bothered me. I took the blows and did it my way. Okay, now we're at number 6. We're getting close to top 5. One more. Good counting right there, Chad. You know it.
Harold.
Sufjan Stevens. The first time that you
kissed me. I think his career did a little bit better than Kumar.
Yeah, well, Kumar ended up in the White House.
That's a good point.
So,
and yeah, that was Bob Odenkirk in the post, for sure.
Okay, now we're in the top 5.
Is that Willem Dafoe?
Yes. This movie, I feel like we watched a trailer or something for this on the show. This looks very familiar to me. Why does this look familiar? The Florida Project? I feel like I've watched that trailer before. That looked very interesting.
Kristen Stewart,
dude.
She's in the top 5?
I think she figured out her type, and she plays it well now.
Mm.
Is this like a horror movie? Personal shopper. Huh, no idea.
That's number four.
Right. Now we're in the top three. Casper.
Just a perfect day.
Oh, this is the new Rooney Mara. Who's the dude in this
Casey
one? Casey Affleck.
I was someone else.
This one I don't think's out yet either in wide release. Is it shot in 8mm like this? A Ghost Story. Okay. Yeah! Woo! List validated, dude! Yeah! Number two! Dunkirk! 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 My favorite!
Oh, my God. Dude, we're the only ones that don't like that movie.
I know we are. Okay, number one, dude.
Another dance movie.
And a period piece.
I don't think it's a dance movie.
Lots of dancing, though.
I think they're just dancing.
You're going to read just what you saw. You're going to read.
I have no idea what this is.
Army Hammer?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. Now that you say it, that's one of the Winklevi.
Just what?
Yeah, that's Armie Hammer. Yeah, see, he's handing an arm. Get it? Call Me by Your Name. Oh, don't know it, dude. Don't know it. All right, so we knew maybe like 6% of that, dude.
Yeah.
Kind of sad. So as I see things, do you guys watch any films a lot? I prefer them over popcorn flicks. Just more interesting. So here's the thing. Oh, there's the actual list. I don't watch movies that much anymore because Chris isn't really into movies like I am.
Yeah.
But I personally prefer indie movies over popcorn movies. I actually really, like, 10 years ago, I loved indie movies. I watched a ton of them. But also the crowd I was with then also loved indie movies, so we watched them together. There's nothing more depressing, in my opinion, than just sitting back and watching a really sad indie movie by yourself. Like, I have a hard time with that.
I don't watch a lot of them. And that's mainly one of the reasons why, is most of them are always depressing.
Right. Well, that's because life sucks, and these movies are about real life, and generally they're realistic, which is what makes them good. But then you never leave the movie being like, wow, that movie made me feel great.
Right. I want to rewatch that.
Right. Like, they're all, like, movies that I watch once, and I'm like, that was a really good experience. It was a great film. I'm never going to watch that movie again. Like, Wind River, I feel, was, like, the one indie movie I went to this year. And I dragged Chris to that one. I think she had an awful time. But, like, I was there, and, like, I watched it, and I was like, God, that's one of the most powerful pieces of cinema I've watched in a while. And I never want to watch that movie again because it's so hard. I mean, Sicario was that way. Yeah. I mean, what's the other movie with about the bank robbing brothers? It's the same way. Like, did you Hell or High Water?
That's right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Yeah.
Like, but like when that, like, spoiler alert, when that Indian partner of Jeff or like whatever, Greg, what's his name?
Jeff Bridges
gets shot and dies. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This movie just got really intense. Uh-huh. And like, it deals with like real issues. And that's what's hard about any movies for me. I watched Kingdom of the Crystal Solo. I think that's as sad as it gets. I don't know, man.
It might be up there.
I feel like watching a kid's movie by yourself might be the hardest thing.
Oh, my God.
Do you know they're getting rid of Shia LaBeouf for the next Indiana Jones?
They're getting rid of him?
Yeah, like they're just writing him out of the movie for Indiana Jones.
I don't even know why he was in that one. And also, he wasn't in any of the other ones. So that's perfectly and absolutely okay with me.
But yeah, but he's Indiana Jones' son. And now he's just not going to be in the next one?
That was his role?
Yeah.
I don't remember that movie at all. I blanked.
There's going to be another Indiana Jones? Yeah. Harrison Ford's already signed on. They're writing the script. It's going to happen. I think it comes out in 2020. Like, it's soon, you know, relatively speaking. Indiana Jones 5.
That's what's going to happen. He's going to be in a wheelchair.
No. He's going to be Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones.
No, he's not.
Playing his age, doing his own stunts.
Nope.
Getting his legs crushed by Millennium Falcon doors and flying his plane into golf courses. That's what Harrison Ford does nowadays.
He also directs traffic.
He does whatever he wants because he's Harrison Ford. Number two, Dunkirk. Can we talk about...
God, why? I don't understand.
Like, we went over this whole thing, like, before we were famous on Twitch and all of you guys watched us every week, like, we had an entire episode about Dunkirk. Because Colby and I are huge Chris Nolan fans. Huge. Like, we love Chris Nolan. And then we went and saw Dunkirk, I think, like, opening weekend, because we were so hyped about it. And then we both left with, like, what...
What
felt
the hell
betrayed.
Did we just watch?
Yeah, we felt betrayed by Chris Nolan. And we did. We read all the reviews, and we're the only two idiots in the world who don't like the movie.
Yeah.
And we don't get what we missed because generally we like good movies.
We missed characters and dialogue. Like, there were no names. You didn't get attached to anyone.
I didn't. Yeah, that was our major purpose, is that we didn't care about anyone. Like, today. Oh, my God, dude. I was reading something about Dunkirk online. Okay, and someone on Reddit asked the question that I asked on that show, which is, why didn't Tom Hardy just drive his plane into the water and get rescued?
Right.
Why did he have to fly over the beach and land in enemy territory
and get captured?
Mm-hmm. So the person asked that question, and the first reply was, well, he couldn't land on the beach because there were too many people. And so then he replied, and he's like, well, in the movie, the beach has looked half empty, but I'll just take historical value for what it's worth. Why couldn't he just crash into the water? And then the person replied, and he's like, because if he crashed into the water, that would ruin the morale of seeing one of their fighters in the air. For all the people on the beach.
Totally worth dying for, right?
And I was thinking to myself, like...
He just saved all of them from
getting blown up. Yeah, they're also getting rescued.
Yeah.
That the morale is at the highest it could possibly be. I don't think anyone would, one, even notice if he landed in the water. There's no reason to me why he had to go and get captured by the Nazis.
Like, I mean, as the only thing I can think of is, like, as the people in the situation being rescued at that current moment, they didn't know if more planes were going to show up. There's submarines that are going to blow them up. Like, they didn't know they had made it. We knew they made it because it's the end of the fucking movie, but they didn't know. But still a dumb fucking thing for him to just... One, he landed on the beach.
Yeah.
That's where he landed.
But it was down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't know. Like, people were like, it was swimming with enemy territory. And I'm like, it wasn't swarming with enemies. If it was swarming with enemies, he would have landed and not had time to burn his plane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they understand what the word swarm is. If I'm swarmed by bees, there's not time for me to put on a protective bee suit first, okay? I'm swarmed.
I think I want to rewatch it.
You would have to pay me to watch that movie again. It's not going to be good. I don't need to watch that movie twice to know that it's boring and I don't relate to any of the characters.
It is boring.
I just don't relate to any of the characters, and I'm not going to change watching the movie again. The only part of the movies I cared about was the boat people. And I cared about the Tom Hardy plane scenes because they were cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care about them for any other reason besides the spectacle of them.
Right.
The only characters I related to were the boat people. The people on the beach, by the end of the movies, I was rooting for the Nazis because I just wanted it to be over. I couldn't stand it anymore, dude. Everybody looked the same. Everyone talked the same. No one sounded different. The two people we were supposed to root for the entire movie were the two people who tried to escape the army and not follow orders. Like, we're supposed to be happy about their cowardice. It was... Now it's number two on this guy's list.
I think it's a troll. It's a troll of a movie. And that's why people, I think, like it, is because it's not a movie. It's just imagery. And which is what everybody gets that fucking Zack Snyder for.
But then if it's imagery, then the imagery wasn't enough. The beach scenes was what it blew it for
me. I agree. If the whole movie
was dogfights, the imagery would be enough. I don't need characters if the whole movie's dogfights.
But see, that's the thing, is if you expect that, then it's more popcorny than what it tried to be, which is...
And obviously succeeded to everybody but us.
A literal, like, if you were a soldier on the beach, this is how
it
felt.
But we talked about
boredom.
But we talked about that, and we came to the conclusion that if they wanted it to be boredom, they should have stuck with just two soldiers cooking food or something for the beach scene.
Yeah.
And made dread feel. Instead of like... There's just two guys, and the whole thing we're rooting for is them to actually get off the beach before they were supposed
before
to.
Before everyone else, also.
Right,
because
right. Like, they stuck
to
into lines.
And fuck everyone
right.
else.
That's what
so
they
their
did.
Their whole morale thing, they didn't really have that much
right.
morale for them,
right.
you know?
Like, I want to see people digging in the beach and pooping in holes. Like, that's what I... If that's what they want me to feel, they should show that. Like, I think I said during that discussion that, like, they should show, they should have, like, a montage of, like, here's six distinct people,
mm-hmm.
and here's how they passed the same amount of time
right.
during this time. Like, one guy is just stitching up another dead dude, and one dude is just watching the Nazis ever closer, and another dude is just sitting there playing Yahtzee by himself. Like, that would have been way better than here's two dudes trying to get out of there before everybody else did, and they were supposed to.
To set up the situation. Because, yeah, I don't think they did a good job of that at all with
right.
Dunkirk. Because, I mean, like, I think the situation was, like, they weren't, like, on lookout for the Germans much, other than the guys who had ammo, because everyone was almost out of ammo. They didn't have tanks. They didn't have anything like big artillery or nothing. They were like men with sticks going against the Nazis.
Well, I get that. I understood that. I just don't know why I'm supposed to relate to the people who are trying to cut in line.
You don't just stand on a beach and just wait for the end.
The Big Lebowski, I feel like I related to the dude, though, throughout the... Like, I understood what they were trying to do with his character throughout the entire watch through.
Never seen it.
Never seen the Big Lebowski?
Never seen it.
Sad, man.
Yeah.
Sad, man.
Yeah. I don't get why Dunkirk is a good film.
I just want to get it. Like, that's honestly... Like, I want someone who really loves it to tell me why it's good.
They're all the same reasons that we've said, and then we're like, no, that's not... It didn't do that. And then other people's opinions are, it did.
And it makes me feel like a dullard that I don't get it. And I don't like feeling like a dullard.
Nope.
I know I'm a dullard. I just don't want to feel like it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Right?
Enough Dunkirk. No. I don't want any more.
Just made that list to just ruin the list for me, man.
Yep, that was not good. That was, not good. I'd rather watch Suicide Squad than that again.
I would too. At least it's at least there's something to look at. I don't know, man. All right. Let's see. We got two things left, okay? The first one, legal pot. Canada will now sell marijuana in liquor stores.
Has it always been legal in Canada?
Once province of Canada has decided to sell its marijuana in liquor stores, Nova Scotia, province on Canada's eastern shore, announced that Thursday the Nova Scotia Liquor Corporation, its sole alcohol distributor, will sell the drug in its stores and on its website once Canada legalizes weed in July of next year.
There you go.
What do you say, man? Experts say it has its downsides, like those recovering from alcoholism who may be pushed to temptation if they want to purchase pot. Does it increase or decrease cannabis consumption or alcohol consumption?
I feel like that's a very small percentage of people that are going to be like, one, I'm going in there to get a drug. God damn it!
If you're suffering,
so good.
If you're suffering from alcoholism, you just don't go to liquor stores.
Yeah.
If you're going to a liquor store, you're going with half the intent to drink.
Yeah.
So like.
But I mean, if there's another product other than liquor in the liquor store.
Oh yeah, but there's always been cigarettes.
Yeah, but you can get those at other places. You couldn't get weed at other places.
Why? I guess that's my whole point.
Yeah, I don't know
what's
why they're
the
going
difference.
Into, I don't.
What's
know.
The difference? What's the difference between addiction to one thing and addiction to another? People get addicted to cigarettes. Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
People
know.
Get addicted to liquor. Okay. People get addicted to Jergens hand lotion.
Sugar.
I don't know, man. It's just like.
Yeah.
I mean, a vice is a vice.
Yeah.
Like no vices are good.
No.
But they exist.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I watched Kingsman 2 as well.
Okay.
Recently.
Didn't watch that.
The whole plot was about this big old drug kingpin that infects, she sells marijuana, opioids, heroin, meth, all of them.
Okay.
Right? And she's a big, secret, almost corporation of drug selling, but nobody knows about her because it's illegal.
Okay.
So her plan is to infect everyone with a tainted strain of all those drugs. So it gets all the people who do drugs to be basically poisoned, and she has the antidote for it. And so she leverages the president to either end the war on drugs and make all drugs legal,
okay,
and controlled substances, and put her in charge, and then also, yeah, just give her, you know, a pass for poisoning everyone. But and it's the president says that he's doing this. To, you know, because he wants to save the millions of people that use drugs and are infected by this. But then he's just like, we're just going to let them die. Take out the drug trade. Take out the drug users.
That makes sense, yeah.
What side do you lean on that? You want millions of people to die?
I mean, first of all, I've said for years now, Dwight Schrute is correct, and the world needs another good plague. Okay, so, yeah. Yes. All right, let's see here. That link right there is definitely spam.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, anything that says earn in it, probably, right?
I would imagine, right? Should we click it?
I mean, we can try.
I mean, what's it going to hurt, really?
We infected our computer.
Get paid to watch video games. Oh, that's for you, chat. He's not talking to us because we don't we don't watch video games. We play them.
Yeah.
Also, Capital Man. Like, hi, it's me. This is a talk show. We don't play video games. But good luck to you on your journey.
On your journey of spamming the chat.
Yeah. But, yeah, so where do I fall on that? Well, I don't think the people who do drugs should die.
Yeah.
So that's where I fall on that. What more did you want?
I thought it was a weird plot, and so I wanted to bring it up.
I mean, that's a really original story, kind of. Yeah. What happened in the movie? Did everyone die?
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So they rescued the drug users?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Whenever I read stuff about weed, you know, and like way up there in chat, like R3NNTV said, in liquor stores here in Colorado, they're only available in dispensaries. And like, at least you got it. Like, here in Kansas, weed will still land you in jail. Like, you know, can you just ban him? How many times has he posted the link?
It's 3 times.
I mean, I kind of want him to respond to me.
I don't think he will.
I'm kind of a little mad.
I think it's a bot.
You think it's a bot?
I definitely think it's a bot.
Chat, I'll get rid of him. You guys, are you guys sure you don't want to participate? You guys can get paid. I don't know if you understand what he's selling, guys. You can get paid. You can get paid to watch video games. So I don't know.
He's trying to help you out.
Yeah, he's trying to help you guys.
Also,
right?
How are babies made?
That's how babies are made.
By what?
I don't know.
No, Tracer.
Oh, he's emoting. So it's like,
right?
Yeah, it's a little playlet through emotes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that a?
That's how babies are made.
It's an embarrassed face plus a butt plus what?
I don't think that's an embarrassed face. That's like a face.
Oh, okay. Yeah, getting it.
Yeah, what's
the third one?
That's it's the butt. It's a nut butt.
That's a slap. Okay,
yeah, man.
I gotcha.
One day you will know the internet.
Nut button. I can't see it from here. It's tiny as shit.
Oh, that's always your excuse. Guys, the font in our chat program is 60 point or something like that. It's ridiculous. You want me to make the text bigger for you, man?
Yeah.
Okay, let me make it bigger.
If you can make the emotes bigger, that'd be great.
Let me see here. Options.
That'd be great.
Let's see. Main settings. All right, here we go. Let's see. Messages. Actually, I don't know where it's at. Emotes. Emoticons, all right? Scale. Here we go, dude. We'll turn it to 200%. Okay?
That did nothing.
It did nothing.
Emotes dialogue?
User icons, names, highlights.
Don't know.
Oh, yeah, they're bigger now. There you go. It just didn't work retroactively.
Perfect. Now I can see them.
Everyone, spam emotes, dude.
It's small. And I can't see it. That's
yeah, now
said.
Colby, can you please post every emote you've ever posted in the show chat again so Colby can relive through the emotes? And yeah. Then we have no excuse. Colby can't be like, I couldn't see it.
I have seen them. Yes.
All right, so
I
that would it. Be great.
I get it.
But, yeah, man, so marijuana being sold in liquor stores in Canada, you think that'll ever make its way down here?
No.
I don't either.
Dispensaries, yes.
Like, at what point does America make fun? Just a big frog. I'm going to get distracted by emotes now for the rest of the show. That's what's going to happen.
When do we make it legal?
Yeah.
And we're not. Not with a Republican.
Never?
He's going to say states' rights. So if your state wants it.
Tracer, I recognize the irony of you posting emotes like I asked, and then you getting banned for 5 seconds for posting emotes. I apologize.
Yeah, we got a great Nightbot system. You know?
I thought I upped that, dude.
Works so well.
I thought I did that on the show. Didn't I go in and make Nightbot less crazy?
I don't know.
I remember doing this on the show.
Tracer Light piece of cake?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tracer. I didn't mean to.
We cucked
I'm fixing
so
it
good.
Right now, dude.
We
Stay
cucked you so hard.
Okay, excess caps. I feel like I've done this before. All right. Yeah, the limit is 40. Like, that's a lot of caps. Right?
Like 40 characters? I mean, not really.
Okay, 100. How about 100?
There you go.
Okay, excess emotes. It's at 3? All right, I didn't update this. I'm going to make it 60. All right, now it's 60, chat, okay? I want to hear no more complaints.
Oh my
it's now
God.
60. Excess symbols. All right, it's at 8 right now. Now it's at 100. All right, y'all go crazy. Go crazy, dudes. There you go. Do whatever you want now. All right, there's no more police. Police are gone.
Police have gone.
They're dead.
But yeah, man, no, it's going to be states' rights, like it is now.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think all 50 states will ever
no.
get the weed train?
As for it being a Title I drug, that should change right. on the federal level. But legalization all just across the board, I very much doubt it.
What does... I feel like I'm going to be made fun of hard for asking this question. Mm. What exactly does making drugs illegal do to stop people from doing drugs? Like, what if they just said drugs are legal now? Like, who does that hurt, really?
Big Pharma.
That I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah.
But why couldn't Big Pharma make...
Because they can't patent them.
Is that it?
Well, they couldn't patent weed because
okay,
it's a plant.
But what about, like, heroin?
I mean, like, strains of it, I'm sure. But, I mean, you can't stop people from making other strains of heroin that
but they,
could compete
but
to.
But why can't they? Okay, like, hear me out, all right? Isn't a heroin of a mix of drugs? Like, someone has to make it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't go to your heroin tree and pull a baggie off.
Right.
Okay? So why can't these chemists make Adderall?
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because it's easier to just get Adderall.
Yeah.
Right? So wouldn't logic say that if heroin was legal and, you know, Pfizer could sell it, wouldn't drugs people just get off the street heroin in an orange pill bottle like they do Adderall?
Yeah.
Instead of cooking it in their basement?
Yeah, but I don't know what changes it from... Because, I mean, that's the thing, is that they patent the drugs to where they have a copyright on that specific drug so only they can produce and make it.
Right.
But for a certain amount of time. But I don't know if that would come into play with this or what. I don't know.
What's chat saying? Stop some pussies. You don't think they could sell something that deadly? As I say, I think cigarettes exist. Like...
Alcohol.
Everything is
sugar.
Deadly.
Yeah.
You know, in excess. I mean, granted, heroin's a little different, but... Still, it's not like they're selling healthy things right now.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that stuff can be... argued away.
There's double standards.
Right.
For a lot. But, I mean, give it. Heroin is probably a lot easier to overdose on than cigarettes. Cigarettes is just a
I just, game. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm a dumb for thinking this, but, like, I'm thinking if any law that prevents self-harm is kind of a silly law.
Yeah.
Like, murder, I feel, is illegal because if I murdered you, that affects your life.
Yeah.
Me doing heroin doesn't really affect your life.
No. I don't know.
Maybe I'm missing something. You can't die from smoking a box of cigarettes in a day. You don't know me. Or what if I smoke 100 cigarettes in a day? Okay?
Yeah, I mean, heroin would definitely fuck you up. But
well, right. But, again, I could die of alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, drugs shouldn't be a law thing. It should be a health issue. Yeah, I agree with that, too.
I mean, that's what it is in,
well, this is not
like Europe.
How, right, like, it's they have a controlled outlets for where you get your drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they prevent overdoses and
right.
overuse and addiction and that. It's the same thing with, like, gambling. Like, you know,
yeah.
you can gamble too much and go destitute. That's why they have all these built-in things to these casinos to stop people from gambling
mm-hmm.
too much, you know? I don't know, man. I just feel like if they wanted it to be legal, it could be.
Isn't obviously
right.
doing shit.
And saying public health isn't enough, a good enough reason for it to be illegal. Illegal just feels extreme.
I think they just don't like drug dealers. Yet, that's what a pharmacy is.
Yeah, but man, it's just the world is so messed up because, like, we don't like drug dealers, but we're going to elect a pedophile as a senator in Alabama.
Right. How do you get rid of the drug dealers?
You make drugs legal.
Wait for them to, you know, die.
They're all going
to
die of old age.
Yeah, they don't expire at any point in time. There's always new ones. The way to get rid of them, make their job, you know.
Right, obsolete.
Yes. Yeah. Is by putting in a better solution to where it would be easier.
Yeah. Make prostitution legal. Agreed. I can make so much more money if I could prostitute
myself in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, like, it's just it's
states' rights, man.
I don't know, man. I guess that's what it is. Yeah. But it's not states' rights because Colorado, even though weed is legal, it can't go into the banking system, and like there's a whole bunch of like things that prevent it.
Federal,
because at the federal level,
the federal government.
So even though it's states'
you're
rights,
sounding like a Republican over there, buddy.
I don't know. I'm honestly too dumb to know that.
Yeah. The Republicans are very against, you know, a large federal government.
Tracer says, I'm low-key planning your death. Yes. It's not even that low-key. I'm going to kill him. Dead. Hey, man, how you doing over there?
You're creepy.
You're my best friend. You know that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill you.
That's good. Thanks.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
I don't know, man. War on drugs was a dumb thing. Dumb thing.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that's how... You know how they got rid of speakeasies and rum runners is by making alcohol legal again. You know, like...
Mm-hmm.
There's no more hidden rooms and bars.
Right.
You know?
But then I guess the line would be, then where does it end?
Colby would be set for life, man. Crush Sunday, dude. Yeah, dude. You'd make so much money as a pro with that hair and that bod.
God, no.
No sweatpants.
Yeah, that's actually more accurate. Libertarian. Yeah. But.
Libertarian. Like still, I'm like Ron Swanson.
You can't tell me Republicans don't want a large federal government as well. They want to remove regulations
from
the federal government.
I can't tell you what the Republicans want. Besides
they
lots of money.
Want enough seats in the Senate to elect a fucking pedophile. So
that's what they want currently.
Yeah.
Yep. And what do the Libertarians want? To be noticed. Yeah.
More than 15%. We just want to be in the debates, guys.
At least we're not the Green Party.
Yeah.
He loves you so much as a best friend, he doesn't want age to take you. That's right.
So he's taking it.
That's right. Me and Colby have a legit suicide
pact.
That
makes no
sense. We've both said that if one of us commits suicide, the other one has to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true.
That's a fact. And that honestly prevents both of us from committing suicide because we don't want our best friend to die.
Yep.
So, like, if I died, he'd have to die, and I don't want to put that burden on him.
Right. See?
Yeah.
That's a good situation.
Yep.
I feel like everyone should have a suicide pact with somebody.
But you have to care about the person you have the suicide pact
right.
with. Like, if it's your ex-wife, like, okay, I'm going to go now.
Yep. You first, honey.
What is that? It's always sunny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to shoot myself, but I think you should do it first. Depending on how horrific that looks, I might do it afterwards. abortion illegal, Republicans, marijuana legal, Republican, etc. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they want less government. That's why all those things are illegal. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, you know, hypocritical in that sense.
Yeah. But. Well, that's also just politics.
Well, okay, here's the thing, is they don't want to pay for it, I think. Well, they also want it illegal. But
yes.
Like Planned Parenthood gets, you know, funding from the federal.
Like, government. I feel like if there was a law that just said, do whatever, sign the president, like, that would help ever. Like, government would no longer be in your house anymore. They'd no longer have to pay for the things, you know? And then they just regulate, like, make sure you don't drown swans in oil and, you know, that the purge doesn't happen.
If you don't. Animals is a good point. You probably shouldn't just murder random fucking animals.
Right, right.
Even though hunting exists.
Every law, there's some exception to that negates the law.
Right.
No matter what. Sense.
If you violate someone else's physical right to live.
Right.
Or not be raped, you know?
But what is the definition of someone? Because is a deer someone?
No.
But what about Chris Pratt saving the velociraptors from the volcano, man?
Fuck him.
Velociraptors' lives matter.
Fuck him. Nope.
A mirror about America makes me glad I'm Canadian. I know. Like, half of our discussions on this show are, like, us talking shit about just all the government in general. Like, Morris and Blue aren't even from here. hunting is needed to an extent. I don't know as I see things. I mean, overpopulation of animals is a thing, but I would really, instead of sending three rednecks out into a field to shoot some doves, I would love to see some Apache helicopters just gun down a field of deer one day. Like, you know how great it would be if that's what the government spent their money on?
Oh,
like, instead of, like, anti-abortion propaganda, mm-hmm. what if they spent $1 billion on herding excess deer into a field in Wyoming, and then they just dropped a bomb on the deer, and we just got to watch it on YouTube? Like, wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, that's so much better than actually killing a field of deer slowly over time by a bunch of rednecks with rifles.
That would be the dumbest.
I would watch that on YouTube, dude. Just smoked them, dude. And X-Men Apocalypse was named Blue. I am the best dinosaur. That's true. Had a name, dude.
I don't remember that from the first one.
Yeah, his name was Blue. Remember, they all had colors as their names. Because of their stripes or whatever. Maybe it was just Blue that had it.
Use the drones.
Use the drones, dude. What if you could pilot a government drone and just fly through the forest and just shoot a deer? Just
poof. I don't hunt, so I'm not doing that.
But what if you could, wouldn't you?
No.
Just take someone else's life from the comfort of your chair. Don't you want to feel that power in your gonads?
New Cabela's game coming to your feelings.
Okay, so I have an actual question. What would happen if the president made an announcement saying everything is free now, bills are no more, currency is now a myth, taxes are non-existent? I mean, the economy would collapse. And
we would go into chaos. And,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because no one would do their jobs.
Right.
And jobs are necessary in order for, like, power to stay on and food to be made and roads to be maintained.
We'd go back to being cavemen. That's
yes. Everything was free in the caveman era.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone would just fend for themselves. So what would happen is I would die immediately,
yeah.
And then Colby would soon die after me,
mm-hmm.
because I would probably try to use his body as a shield to protect me from whatever is killing me.
It'd be really bad, too, because, yeah, we'd be cavemen, but we'd be cavemen with guns.
Yes.
Like,
well, not me, hence dying quickly, because yep, right. No gun here. You have a gun? You don't have a gun.
I have a gun.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm going to your house, then. You're going to protect
me. It's a really bad gun.
That's better than no gun, man. You know what I got? I got, like...
I also don't
I got, like, the Diva Pop. Like, that's the biggest, hardest thing in my house. I'm going to throw at people. It's like, eat this, dude!
I have one gun, and it is a, like, a... It's a pump-action 22 rifle, which is...
You have one in your house?
Very small round.
Have you ever shot it?
Yeah.
Do you feel confident that if someone came into your house, you could shoot them with
it? No, because I don't have any bullets for it. It's just a gun. Haven't cleaned it. It's been sitting in the bag for 7 years since I shot it.
Is it in your actual apartment?
Yeah. Just to scare away people, you know?
Who does it scare away?
Anyone.
Like, if someone comes in and tries to rob you, you're going to be like, there's a gun in there, by the way.
I'm going
to
have it out.
Oh, you're just going to be threatening them with it.
Yes. And I'm going to make the cocking sound, and hopefully that would get them to run away.
Or they'll shoot you immediately.
Right.
Which is more likely to happen.
Either way, it's probably not going to work. So
just cock it and then chuck it at him.
Yeah. I'd cock it if that did not work. I'd turn it around. But
just start
a good
butting
baseball them bat. Yep. Mm-hmm, to the face.
But they have a gun in this scenario. You're not going to make it to it.
I don't know if they have a gun.
They have a gun. Who robs a house without a gun?
A dude with a knife?
No. No one robs houses with knives
also,
anymore. Unless you're a Navy SEAL,
yeah,
and then it's too late for
who
you.
Who robs an apartment? Too.
No one. No one. What are they going to do? Take your dog?
There,
good
yeah
riddance,
right,
dude. Please, break into Colby's house and take his dog.
Yeah. For the love of God.
Could there not be a system to make everything free work? No, there couldn't be. Because the system implies that there has to be some type of economy. Like, without an economy, there is no system.
Like, and who's going to set up that system?
Right. And that
person
is going to be compensated in some way, and that's not going to exist.
That's my thought, too, Morris. Robots.
Robots? Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, the robot apocalypse would happen, but that's only if we don't die to nuclear winter, the Yellowstone volcano, or global warming before the robot apocalypse happens.
Right. Right, right, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, that's what everybody fears. Is
yeah.
30% of the manufacturing and hard labor jobs are going to go away in the next 10 years
yep
due to automation.
Yep.
So.
And no one's going to work for free. How dare you, Blue? I'm here 9 to 5 every day on Twitch working for free. How dare you? All right.
I mean, if you do what you like, I feel like, yeah, you could definitely.
Well, yeah, it's not. You don't count
free
it as. I mean, technically, right now, me and you are working for free.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it's
technically.
Because we like doing
we're
what we're
paying
doing
for you two for you guys to watch us. Like, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally, well, I'm literally paying money for you guys to watch us do this?
Internet? What are you paying? Well, minus the domain.
Well,
internet.
I'm paying electricity,
uh-huh.
domain,
mm-hmm.
And then internet mm-hmm. for my house. All right. I also bought all the equipment. I mean, that's a sunken cost, technically, uh-huh. but still, it's a cost.
Nope.
All right. I have to waste my time talking to you for 2 hours every week. Yep. That's a big time sink, just looking right. at your face, mm-hmm. ruining my week 4 to 4 hours a week, just staring at your big eyebrows
I'm gonna
all day.
Stab you, man.
That's true. Blue did buy me pizza this last week, so I guess Blue's exempt. Actually, I wrote a research paper on robots taking jobs later on. What are you smoking, my dude? I don't know which one she's talking to. It's self-driving cars that will take the most jobs. Dude, when self-driving semis become a thing, like, that's going to kill an industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true. Now, that's going to be a sketchy day, though, because, one, I'm already sketched out about semis on the road, but now there's not going to be a person in them.
I mean, logic would tell you it'd be safer.
Not unless they're hacked. Everyone's going to become a hacker, man.
Listen, at episode 100 of this show, you better write the script where Colby gets a girlfriend, vodcast with her first date, 3 haircuts in 1 episode. You're just not going to go, what if a truck plows through your house, Blue? Also, it is so hilarious now how the emotes are 3 times bigger than our
it's
text.
It's perfect. Like, it's great.
Just get a lot of fat emotes now. I don't know, dude. I mean, I'm telling, like, my kid asked me literally on Thursday or Friday last week. He's like, what should I do as a career if I want to be rich when I grow up? And I said, computers.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only answer.
Yep.
It's like, you can become an engineer and build things, or you can learn to program.
Right.
There's, like, no other option in my mind, unless you want to be an actor or a musician or
something
like that. But
lucky.
That's not something you can literally pursue. That's right. Just God-given talent. Yeah. So, like...
And look.
Well, right. But, like, I'm saying, like, Tom Hanks doesn't credit his acting classes as to why he got a job.
Right.
Yeah, he got one because he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, no. They're teaching kids. There's, like, 15 apps on the App Store teaching kids how to code now.
Yeah. I mean, they should be. That's the future, man.
Kids.
It's
yeah.
the future. Self-driving
sure.
semis are a thing already. They have run successful deliveries. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yes, they are a thing. Like, right now is the time to be scared of them because they're not completely figured
that's
out.
That's a
yet,
great point. Yeah, that's very true. It's very true.
I mean, Tesla's only had, what, one accident or something like that? And that was, I felt like that had, like, a.
Well, and it was never,
issue.
Like, their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very forgetful. Could you invest in the name tags? Well, it's Seth and Colby. I'm Seth. He's Colby. Like, read it right, like, left to right on your screen. Yeah. Seth and Colby.
You should just get shirts.
Just shirts that say our name?
Yep.
Home improvement is huge at the moment. Hardly any plumbers and such. Yeah, that's true. That's true. What do they call those? There's a technical term. Trade jobs.
Yes.
Trade jobs are at an all-time low. Like, people need trade jobs.
That's what I'm wanting to get into, man.
Woodworking, man?
Yeah, carpenter.
People ain't going to need wood. But let's get an update on that. You know, we had a long discussion about it. How's your woodworking dream coming along?
I haven't gotten a truck yet, so anyway. It's on hold for the moment.
Why not Colby and Seth? Because I'm the more talented of the two of us, and he knows it, and that's why my name comes first.
Talks a whole lot more than
yeah,
I do.
That's why. Yeah.
But yeah.
But he's prettier, so.
I was thinking about, like, an electrician.
Dude. Are there... Okay. I love you, man. I feel like you just don't pick one. I feel like you feel it. Like, this is what I should do because it's the best. Like, the fact that you're like, woodworking may be cool, I could also be an electrician, kind
of
leads me to believe that you don't want to be either.
I want to, like, weld, fucking woodwork.
You just want to be, like, a man in, like, the 50s.
I want to, if you want a project, I want to be able to know how to get it done or people that I could hire that would do it correctly.
I mean, I know... I could never do that. So I can't even give you advice on, like, how to start it.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I don't know what's happening here.
Let's see. It's sad we were born too late to explore the world, too soon to experience awesome tech. That's kind of true. I mean, would you rather be Lewis and Clark, or would you rather be born 100 years from now and be the Lewis and Clark of Mars and get to, like, fly on a rocket and stuff? Because I think I would rather
That's
be like
question.
The Lewis and Clark, you know,
mm-hmm.
seeing undiscovered lands. Because even if, like, you go to Mars, you're going to know everything about it before you get there.
Right.
There's no, like, uncharted areas anymore, you know?
Except, like, caves.
That's true. You could become a spelunker, dude.
We can only see it. I don't know what.
Do you know there's like a cave system in, I think it's Utah? It's either Utah or one of the Dakotas that's like, that hasn't even been fully mapped because it's so massive. And like, it's an ongoing, it's like, and the only way to map it, because the technology isn't there, is to literally send cave divers in. And so like, there's just people who go in there and then they map a section of the cave that's been previously unexplored, and it just takes so long because it's all manual and stuff. You can do that.
You think like signals for like drones or something can't reach down in those, or like you're telling me there's not a remote control goddamn submarine?
I don't think so, because you can't, because of the earth in between you and the signals. Like, yeah, nothing can penetrate
it. My only thought.
Like, I'm sure they don't go down there and they do pencil etchings of the wall. Like, I'm sure there's something that scans the interior, but it's still a manual process.
Right. You can't control it remotely.
Because you can't stand on the surface. Like, these caves are like miles long. You know. Like, 100 years from now, without a doubt? I don't know, man. I think I'm kind of old school, though. I would like to go back. No penetration of the caves. Did you ask consent before you spelunked? Because that's very important.
That's very important.
In this climate, you got to get consent from the cave.
He did not. Nope. He really did not.
Oh, we're dumb. But yeah, so I have one more article, but now I feel like we're just talking to chat. And this article is like, it's very long. But it literally talks about how Netflix, it's written by Netflix. It literally talks about how Netflix personalizes your artwork based on what you watch. So like, here are the 9 offerings for Stranger Things for thumbnails on the Netflix interface. And depending on what you watch, they show you a personalized artwork.
Really? Why?
Well, because you're more likely to click on it if it's something that interests you. So I guess if you like little bleeding girls, you are more interested in this one. And if you like succulent young boys, you're into the middle. If you like angsty teenage dramas, you like this one. If you like pumpkins being dead, you're going to click this one. If you like storms, you're going to click this one. If you don't know anything about anything, you're going to get just the logo. Huh. Right? This one's long, as I say. It's very long. Like,
yeah, wow.
Like, it's very in-depth. It's actually very interesting. I'll probably read this on my own time.
I have the middle.
There you go. See? You like succulent young boys, Blue. That's what. That's nothing wrong with that. We don't judge on this show, but there you go. Funny. There you go. So, yeah. And, like, so here's an example. Like, if you like Serendipity, Eternal Sunshine, While You're Sleeping, you're going to get this more romantic thumbnail of Good Will Hunting. But if you're into, like, Arrested Development, Zoolander, and Anger Management, more of a comedy, you're going to get the Robin Williams up there. It's kind of cool, you know, to think that that much goes into it, you know?
That's ridiculous.
If you like Uma Thurman's face, you're going to get the Uma Thurman one. If you like the men's face, you're going to get the man version.
Hmm. There's got to be some sexism in that, right?
Well, but it's marketing, man. That's how marketing works. Mm-hmm. It's like all about psychology and how to get people to click and buy. And I mean, it's brilliant. I always wondered that because like I see stuff change all the time on my Netflix. And now I know it changes based on what I've watched previously. Doesn't that weird you out?
Yeah.
That like I'll give you an example. I recently switched to the actual Twitter app because the app that I was using only lets me do 140 characters, never updated the 280. And it did update eventually, but I have to have the higher iOS in order to use the app now, so that ain't happening. So I switched back to the Twitter app. And it shows the in case you missed it section. And like it always shows me like Pinella in there. It always shows me Unofficial Tony P. Every single time in case I miss it, it shows me Unofficial Tony P. And that's because when I'm scrolling through my timeline, I stop and I read what he has to say. I don't reply to it. I don't like it. I don't retweet it. I don't know anything. I just read it. And Twitter knows that I'm reading that specific tweet. And so it shows me that. That's
fucking
Isn't that
sketchy.
Weird?
Yeah.
It's weird, dude.
I hate that.
Technology is crazy.
Man.
It's weird.
I hate that I missed you if you missed it thing, though.
I love it because now that I stream, you know, 8 hours a day, I don't check Twitter. Like, I literally count on that to show me cool things that I missed. I need that. Otherwise, I miss things.
I guess. I don't know. I always feel Twitter is like, I'm going to check if they're talking about something right now, not 5 days ago.
Well, right, but you could check Twitter at work if you need to. I can't.
That's true. You could.
Well, I could, but... No,
could also pull it up on the screen.
Be hard. People don't want to watch me just look at Twitter, dude.
You don't have to show them that you're looking at Twitter.
Well, what am I going to do? Just read and be silent?
While playing a video game?
I'm going to read Twitter while playing a video game. That's your idea now?
You can multitask, right?
No! No one can do that! No one can do that!
No, I know I can't.
Get out of here.
I know.
You're banned from the show. Should we end?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing 2 hours of show now.
Yeah.
Quality content. Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah. I mean, I guess we could end. It's not a lot here to... This article is just very long. I feel like I want to read this article, but not on the show. Like, in my personal life, I'm going to read that article because it sounds like right up my alley. Because I love marketing because I'm a nerd. That's the way I am. Judge me, chat.
Judgment.
Judge me. Judge me. You like him? Thank you. We appreciate your follow. I'll wait for it to appear on the screen.
Yeah, thanks, guy. Guy, girl. Person.
Guy, girl.
Thank you very much.
Guy, girl, person, attack helicopter.
Attack helicopter.
That's how we roll. Mm-hmm. That's how we roll on this show, bruh.
Rolling.
I can't bring myself. Trench Light is now following. Thank you. And thank you for the compliments in chat. All right, let's end this stupid shit. All right, guys, that is it for this week's episode. When am I going to get out of that habit? I mean, I guess I've been saying it on every show I've been doing for the last 15 years, but I can't see this week's episode of the show because we do two a week.
Fight milk.
Fight milk! That's right, dude. It's always sunny. It's always good here. So thank you for watching Sunday's episode of Seth and Colby Show. We are live twice a week. Once on Sunday at 2 p.m. Central, the episode that is wrapping up right now. And once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't catch the show live, video on demand is on youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And of course, you can listen to the audio version of the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and we have a regular RSS feed if you want to use your own thing at SethandColby.com. And you can follow us on Twitter throughout the week, get information on when we're going live. Colby tweets hilarious memes
all the time.
Twitter.com/SethandColby. That's where you go. We appreciate you guys following, supporting, tipping during the show. If you want to support us, you can follow us on Twitch. That is totally free. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. And while you're there, if you want to support us with your dollars, you can subscribe to the show $4.99 a month, or you can just donate some money, and that helps us out a lot too. It keeps Colby coming here every week. The haircuts are not cheap, guys.
That's so true.
They're not cheap. Actually, his haircuts are cheap, but as often as he gets them, they're not cheap. Which is part of the problem.
God, I'm never going to live that down.
No, you never will.
I want another one, too. It's just getting out of hand.
But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. We will see you all on Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll see you all later, guys. Bye-bye, everybody. People.